High School Football is on the air on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, presented by Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and by Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Remember, when it hurts, come to Burt's. Now, let's talk with the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. It's the Adams Central Patriots play at the Holdridge Dusters tonight, and Bill Carlin is with us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots coming off a 41-0 win at home against Platteview in the rain and whatever last Friday night, coach, but you guys took care of business. You got started on time out there, and they took care of business. You had a good night.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, we were wondering, you know, with the rain and the lightning that we had, we took the field about 20 minutes late, and were able to get going within about, you know, 10 minutes of actual kickoff scheduled time. So, but I thought our kids handled the delay well. We stayed focused, and when we came out, we got after it right away, played very good defense all night long, and our offense was improved.
I think kind of followed the game plan you wanted. If the weather would have been any other way, you probably would be in the under the same game plan. Offensively did the job, great job up front. As you get a lot of yards on the ground, the defense is rock solid again. So it was a good night all around, and you guys followed the game plan.
Really did. We thought we could run the ball on them, and we thought we were a little stronger up front, and that was the case. We were able to pick when we wanted to throw the ball. We threw very sparingly. We only threw seven times, but we completed six of them. So we were real happy with the way we handled the ball and took care of it. We had very minimal mistakes, and that was a big part of the ball game.
I know going in you had a good feeling about the football game. Platteview's kind of struggling. You guys off to a good start. But still, as you've said all along here, you're a work in progress. You're still progressing with each game. And so you had a chance to work on some things last week. And the kids came through, and you ironed out a few things, I imagine.
Well, we did. But part of that, too, was the caliber of our opponent that the kids knew as well as I did that when the game was over that we weren't going against Seward's or Crete's defense. So some things opened up maybe as a result of us being a little stronger than them, but still I thought we looked better than we had the week before. We blocked real well up front. I thought our line did a nice job. I thought Matt Wallen and Jake Meyer at tackles both did a good job. Zach Hollister started at guard for us and replaced a couple of our boys that were injured, and I thought he did a nice job. And Philip Holtman's our other guard. He's played steady all year. And Tommy Ehlers, I thought, played a little bit better at center for us. So we were pleased with those guys up front. When they do a good job, it makes our game a lot easier.
Yeah, and you had a chance to work on some of the depth things, too, getting some other guys in the football game, too, and to get you ready for the middle third of the season.
Well, we really did. You know, we got to play a lot of kids and got them in. We started sprinkling some in just a little at a time on defense early in the third quarter, let them go for a couple plays, then bring a starter back in, and then bring somebody else out. And we rotated some there. We tried to stay with our offensive line maybe a little longer, wanted to get them some work, working them together. But our JVs came in and played about the last 10 minutes of the game and were able to finish out the game for us.
And the Patriots won at 41-0 to go to 3-0 on the season, and they're at Holdridge tonight. We'll talk about the Patriots and the Dusters after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
For more than 80 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, giving you the best prescription service and helping you feel better. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service, a short wait time, and free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store in downtown Hastings and at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. And with school and fall sports underway, everyone at Burt's Drug Stores reminds you to drive carefully at the school and athletic events. Burt's Drug Stores, Hastings.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio before the Adams Central Patriots and the Holdridge Dusters from Holdridge tonight. Bill Carlin with us, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, the Dusters come in 1-2. They were beaten by Gehring to start the season, lost to Scotts Bluff, and won their first one last week, 16-13, over Minden. So they're 1-2. They got you at their place tonight. What about the Dusters? What's the word on Holdridge?
Well, they're a team that really does a lot of things on offense. They spread the field very well. They throw the ball a lot. Their first two games against Gehring and Scotts Bluff, they had 68 pass attempts. So when you're putting it up over 30 times in a game, you know, you got a lot of things that you have to get ready to defend, and they really do a good job of trying to use formations to get you out of position, try to catch you off guard, get you so that you're not maybe lined up properly, And then they do a good job of taking advantage of it whenever they can. They've been able to put up points. They've averaged almost 20 points a game, even though they lost a couple. So they're a very dangerous team.
Athletically, they are good. Seems like Holdridge is in every sport all the time. Good athletes on this ball club, despite winning just one out of three. But they got some good people.
They really do. You know, the teams that have beat them are 3-0 and 2-1, so they're good quality teams. So they've played good competition. Their athletes run very, very well. They're very gifted with their receivers. Their running game's very solid. Lincoln Pearson and Ross Martin are both very good running backs that when they break out of their I formation, they move out into wide receivers. And their quarterback, Bobby Allman, does a nice job of distributing the ball. And so they're a very dangerous team. They remind me very much of the team that beat us last year.
Yeah, that was the ball game in double overtime, 28-21 at the Adams Central's field last year. The Holdridge won. The keys tonight, Coach, for the Patriots to win?
Well, I think offensively we got to do what we've been doing, take care of the football, not turn it over, finish our drives. You know, I think that's a big key. Last year I did not think we finished our drives against them very well. We got to finish our drives this year. And then defensively, you know, get lined up properly. Don't let somebody have a break in our coverages and give up an easy play, but make them march the long field, make them earn every yard. And then up front, obviously, if you can control the line of scrimmage, the game's a lot easier to coach. So if our guys can win the battle up front, then I like our chances.
You had a very nice win on the road at Crete a couple of weeks ago and playing at Holdridge tonight against a good team on the road, Coach. So you have a good test here tonight, a real good test, and you're starting the middle third of the season, so you want to keep the momentum going and keep this progression going, don't you?
We really do. You know, it doesn't bother us to play on the road. We've been good road warriors and have played well. We've had great success at home, but we've also had good success on the road. And I think a lot of it is our coaching staff. It doesn't bother us to play on the road at all. And so, I think it trickles down to our team that the kids, they know the field's still the same size and they just got to go out and play. And so I think our kids will travel well, will prepare well. We had a good week of practice, and we expect to play well this week.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after it's over. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Adams Central and Holdridge.
The Locker Room Show has been presented by Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and by Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Country fans!
High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Holdridge High School and high school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio as the Adams Central Patriots hit the road tonight, taking on the homestanding Holdridge Dusters in a Class D non-district football game here at Holdridge Field this evening. The Patriots and the Dusters, a rematch from last year where the Dusters came to Hastings Patriot Field and beat the Patriots by the score of 28-21 in double overtime. The Adams Central Patriots come into this ball game with three wins and no losses. They're unbeaten on the year. They took care of Seward in the season opener 28-7. Won a big one at Crete 21-15 in week two. And last week on the wet field in some rain and some wet conditions, the Adams Central Patriots beat Platteview by the score of 41-0 as the Patriots get their first shutout of the year, and Ryan Beamer rushes for four touchdowns in that ball game last week, and the Patriots won at 41-0 to go to 3-0 on the year. So Bill Carlin's outfit coming in looking for their fourth win of the year as they reach almost the halfway mark of the season, unbelievably already. They've made it through a third of the season of 3-0 in the game here at Holdridge tonight. Homecoming week next week for the Patriots as they will host York. The Holdridge Dusters, Jason Hales ball club coming in with one win and two losses on the football season. Holdridge started the season losing here to Gehring 28-14. then the Dusters had to travel to Scott Bluff 2 weeks ago and lost to the Bearcats 31-21. And last week, Holdridge won over Minden by the score of 16-13. That one was also on the road. So the Dusters have been on the road for the last couple of weeks, and they won their first game of the year at Minden last Friday night by the score of 16-13. So the Dusters come in at 1-2. They got the Patriots tonight. They will host Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. So it's Holdridge and Adams Central in high school football here tonight. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have the play-by-play of the first quarter in 1 minute.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
And welcome back to Holdridge, Nebraska, and Adams Central and Holdridge football tonight is the Adams Central Patriots at 3-0 on the year. The Holdridge Dusters at 1-2. Adams Central coming in, total offense averaging 260 yards per game, 157 on the ground, 102 through the air. The Patriots giving up 169 yards total per game, only 65 through the air, 103 on the ground. But the Holdridge Dusters, they like to throw that football. The Dusters have thrown it, what, 90 times in their first three games, and they averaged 203 yards of total offense, 166 through the air, 73 on the ground. So the Dusters average 166 yards through the air, 239 total on the season. They give up 203 yards per contest, 163 on the ground, and only 40 yards throwing the ball. So Adams Central will face what it looks like a passing attack tonight against the Holdridge Dusters, and the Dusters will get the football first. Adams Central won the opening toss. They deferred till the second half, and the Dusters will receive. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial, south to north here at Duster Field on a beautiful Friday night. 72 degrees the temperature, a slight breeze. We're outside here at the Dusters Field with Adams Central and Holdridge High School football tonight, and the Patriots will kick off. They're in their traveling white top uniforms, the gray pants, the blue helmets with the Patriots symbol on it. And Zach Hunt's going to kick off for Adams Central. And going back, a name we're going to hear a lot of, Lincoln Pearson, 175-pound senior. He'll be back to receive the opening kickoff along with Jacob Bailey. The quarterback is Robbie Allman, a junior, and he will lead the Dusters when they get the football here in a matter of moments. And ready to begin this football game with Hunt kicking off from his 40 in high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Just about underway. Hunt waiting the whistle from the referee. We'll get this football game started. As Adams Central and Holdridge in Class B football here tonight in Holdridge. Again, waiting for the official signal, trying to get the 12 minutes posted on the clock so we can start the clock when this ball game is going to begin in a matter of seconds. And there goes the 12 on the board. And now we're ready to roll. Zach Hunt's going to get his foot into the football for Adams Central, and here we go with Adams Central and Holdridge here tonight. But the Patriots try to stay unbeaten in game number four. Hunt's kickoff will go straight down the center of the field, and it's going to be picked up there and run back at the 10-yard line. To the 15, to the 20, coming this way, running the football. Good return out to the 30, 35-yard line, and running that football. On the return is Taylor Jurgens, a sophomore, and Holdridge will have good field position on the good return by Jurgens out to about the 35, 36-yard line. And Robbie Allman, the 165-pound junior, who's thrown 90 passes, completed 43, four touchdowns. He averages 159 yards throwing on the year. He has thrown seven interceptions, though. And the Dusters will have Lincoln Pearson in the backfield. But first of all, they're going to send out four wide receivers. They'll have no one in the backfield with quarterback Robbie Allman. They have three wide receivers to the left, and Lincoln Pearson goes wide to the right. So first and 10 on the 37-yard line of Holdridge, and they'll come out in the shotgun. Send three to the left, one to the right. We may see a lot of different formations. Allman will keep the football, and he's going to be pulled down and maybe a yard gain on the play. So the quarterback from the shotgun, Robbie Allman, carried the ball, and he got maybe a yard or two. He went off right guard and tackle, and the Patriots, with the four receivers out, stayed right in there, and it's going to be a gain of two out to the 39-yard line. So 2 yard pickup on the play by Allman, and the Dusters will come out in the no huddle. They'll line up again with three wide receivers to the right and one back in the backfield, Ross Martin, the junior, with the quarterback, Robbie Allman. Allman will throw the football for the first time. Goes across the middle. Can be incomplete off the hands of Lincoln Pearson across the middle. And incomplete. So it'll be third down and 8 yards to go. So the Dusters will go with a no-huddle situation the first two offensive plays here and into the third. So they're going to be coming out of the huddle. Again, they're going to have wide receivers in and out of this ball game all evening long. And the Patriots are going to have to play some pass defense tonight. Third and 8 for the huddle. For the Dusters on their own 39-yard line. One back in the backfield, it's Martin with quarterback Robbie Allman, the junior. Flag flies as Allman gets the football, and we're going to see what this first yellow marker of the night is all about. And the Dusters in their home purple with the gold helmets, purple pants, and it's going to be a dead ball illegal procedure on the Dusters. Will move that football back to the 34-yard line. It'll be third down and 13 yards to go. First penalty of the night of legal procedure on the Dusters. Third and 13 for Holdridge on their own 34-yard line. Out there come. They'll have Jacob Bailey, Jared Nedrick, Alex Schoenemann, Jared Martin, Joey Isaacson, Dempsey Smith, and all be wide receivers. Lincoln Pearson. Can they come up with a couple of double tight ends this time? And Allman wants to throw a third and 13. He's going to be in the back. He's going to be pulled down and spun to the ground. Nice defensive play by Brandon Hageman, the defensive end for the Patriots. Big loss on the play on the sack. Allman pulled down back at the 24-yard line, a loss of 10 yards on the play. And the Dusters will have to punt on fourth down and 23 yards to go. So Brandon Hageman, the defensive end, gets in there and pulls Allman down for a 10-yard loss. And the Dusters will punt. And Ross Martin is the punter. 175-pound junior is the kicker for the Dusters. So three and out. The kick comes to the near sideline. It's away from Nate Arlen, out of bounds. The Patriots will have it first and 10. Pretty good field position. It's in Patriot territory. And they're going to walk this one up, and we'll see exactly where they spotted. Out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Adams Central. So the Patriots will start first and 10 on their own 39-yard line, and they'll start Matt Obermiller, the 165-pound junior. Ryan Bender, the 185-pound junior, and Ryan Beamer, 190-pound senior, in the backfield. And they're going to mark this up a little further. We thought it went out of bounds a little further up the field, and it'll be the Patriots 44, not the 39. That's where Adams Central will start. Obermiller, Bender, and Beamer in the backfield. Nate Arnold is a wide receiver in the slot left. Zach Hunt, a wide receiver to the left. Right, Heinrichs is the tight end. High formation. Obermiller hands off to Beamer. Beamer to the 45, to midfield, into Duster territory. He's got maybe 9 yards on the play, and we'll see where they spot it. It's in Duster territory at the 47-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards on the play for Ryan Beamer. Again, Beamer last week in the football game rushed for 4 touchdowns and well over 100 yards in Adams Central's win last week. 4 touchdowns, 188 yards for Beamer. Got off to a slow start this season, but had 188 last week, and here's a whistle before the Patriots can get the playoff and officials timeout. It's second and one at the Dusters' 47-yard line. In fact, Beamer now has rushed this season for 295 yards, Nate Arnold for 134. And off to Beamer, has a first down of the 45, inside the 45 of the Dusters to about the 42-yard line. It's going to be first down and 10 for Adams Central, the first down of our ballgame from the 47 to about the 42-yard line. We'll call it a pickup of 5 and a first down for the Patriots and Ryan Beamer. First down and 10 is just outside the Duster 42-yard line. Adams Central has Matt Wallen. Jake Meyer at the offensive tackle. Phil Holtman, Zach Hollister at the guards. Tommy Ehlers, the 240-pound junior, is the center for Adams Central. And wide to the left is going to be Jake Johnson for the Patriots. Zach Hunt wide to the right. In the shotgun is Obermiller. Hands the football off to Nate Arnold. Arnold from the wingback position to the 40, 35-yard line. Down about the 32. That should be enough for another Patriot first down. So Nate Arnold takes the handoff from Obermiller. From the wingback position, just takes the handoff and moves it down inside the 35. We'll call it the 33-yard line. A pickup of 9 on the play for Arnold. And another Patriot first down First down and 10 yards to go at the 33-yard line for Adams Central. Adams Central dropped the game last year to the Dusters 28-21 in double overtime. Bill Cullen was concerned last year about not finishing drives. The Dusters stayed in the football game and caught the Patriots in the fourth quarter, then won it in double overtime. That is enough for a first down, a 9-yard pickup. We'll call it about a 10-yard pickup, so it is a first down. We'll give Nate Arnold 10 yards on the play. First and 10 at the Dusters' 32-yard line, and Adams Central picks up their second first down. So the Patriots are starting off in a good drive here. They're in 44. They move to the Duster 32-yard line, first and 10, and we'll see if the Patriots can finish off this first drive for 6 points here tonight against the Dusters. High formation, over Miller, over center. Matt takes the handoff, hands it off to Ryan Beamer. Beamer dances his way to the 30 where he's tripped up there. A short gain there of about 2 yards in the play. Beamer gets two, and the Patriots will face a second down and 8 yards to go at the Duster 30-yard line. For the Dusters, Jared Nedrick, Andy Gallantine, Ryan Barlow, Jacob Bailey up front, Justin Bell, Ross Martin, Tyler Caton, the linebackers, Alex Shoneman, Lincoln Pearson, the corners, Spencer Isaacson, Robbie Allman, the safeties for the Dusters. Second and 8 at the 30 for Adams Central. Take the hand off the Beamer. Overmiller wants to throw down in the flat and is caught by Zach Hunt. He'll take it to about the 15 where he's pulled down there by Lincoln Pearson. And it'll be another first down for Adams Central on the first completion of the night. Zach Hunt catching the football from Matt Overmiller. And the ball is inside the 20-yard line. It's going to be the third first down for Adams Central. They spot that football at the Dusters. It's inside the 17, so we'll call it at the 16-yard line, first and 10. That was a pickup of 14 yards on the first catch of the night by the Patriots' Zach Hunt. First and 10, Adams Central at the Dusters' 16-yard line. Out they come with Bender and Beamer in the I formation. Two wide receivers to the left, tight end Heinrichs is to the left side. Overmiller hands off to Beamer. Runs into his own man and a defender, and he has nowhere to go. And Ryan Beamer might have lost some yards there. The Patriots are going to lose one or two on that play, and they're going to face a second and long here. The football back at the 18, a loss of 2 yards on the play, and it'll be second down and 12 yards to go for Adams Central. At the Dusters' 18-yard line. Jake Johnson reports in from the far sideline. The Patriots on the far side of the field. Ryan Bender goes out, and this would indicate a passing situation. Johnson will go wide to the left. Arnold Hunt goes wide to the right. Arnold is the wingback right. Beamer, the lone setback, back there with quarterback Matt Overmiller, who's in the shotgun. Second and 12 at the 18. Handoff goes to Beamer. He's going to not get much there. Scoots his way to maybe the 17, back to the original line of scrimmage, and not much there for the Patriots. Going to call it no gain on the play. It's third and 12 at the 18. So Adams Central stalling here. Third and 12 at the 18-yard line. Adams Central will face a third and long at the 18-yard line. They're right in the center of the field, and the Patriots look for a big first down in this third down and 12 at the 18-yard line of the Holbridge Dusters. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, 0-0, Holbridge and Adams Central, third and 12. Overmiller rolls to his right, wants to throw, does in the flat. Could it be caught by Zach Hunt? No drop. It would not have been a first down, and Hunt could not hang on if he tried to dive and make that catch. And it's going to be fourth down and 12 for the Patriots at the 18, so the Patriots do stall here in their first drive after starting at their own 44, picking up 3 first downs, moving to the 16. But they face now a 4th and 12 at the 18-yard line, and it looks like Adams Central may be going for it here. It would be a 35-yard field goal, and the Patriots look like they're going to forego that and try to get it here on 4th down and 12 yards to go at the 18-yard line of Holdridge for Adams Central. Overmiller in the shotgun. Beamer, the lone back there with Overmiller, wide receiver to each side of the field. Making the beam, Overmiller wants to throw, does across the middle. It's going to be to Heinrichs for a touchdown. Incomplete. They're knocked away. Knocked away from Bryce Heinrichs at the last second and incomplete. Heinrichs was open but couldn't hang on. It's knocked away before it got to Bryce, and the Dusters take over first and 10 on their own 18-yard line. So the Patriots turn it over on down. So Adams Central misses an opportunity in their first series of the football at the 18, and the Dusters take over there. The Dusters went 3 and out in their first possession. They ran the ball once, threw it once incomplete, and then a sack on Robbie Allman. So it's first and 10 Dusters at their own 18, so the Patriots come away with no points, and Allman's in the shotgun. Ross Martin, the junior, back there with Allman.
takes a handoff. Allman with the football does hand it off to Martin. Ross Martin, the fullback, past the 20-yard line. Pretty good pickup there on first down. Moves it out to, looks like, the 23-yard line to pick up a five. Ross Martin with a five-yard pickup on the play. And it's going to be second down and 5 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 23-yard line. So second down and 5 Dusters at their own 23-yard line. We're made it through just about half of the first quarter. We're scoreless here in Holdridge, Adams Central and Holdridge High School football. There's a handoff to Lincoln Pearson, who was in motion, takes the handoff, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back near the 20-yard line. So Lincoln Pearson, the senior, with his first carry from the wingback position, taking the handoff as he was in motion, lost 3 yards on the play back to the 20-yard line, so a loss of 3 there for the Dusters. And they have a third down and 8 yards to go at their own 20-yard line. 3 wide receivers to the left. The quarterback is Allman, the junior. Martin, the junior, in the backfield with Robbie Allman. 3 wide receivers to the left. Allman straight back from the shotgun. Once the throw does across the middle, it's going to be incomplete. Overthrown, the intended receiver, Alex Scholeman, and way over his head and incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 20-yard line. So the Patriots force another 3 and out, and Ross Martin will drop back and punt for the Dusters. Dusters, again, they've thrown 7 interceptions. Thrown for 477 yards, has Allman, but he's thrown 7 interceptions in the 3 games. Thrown the ball 90 times coming in. Martin, now the snap is a little bit high, but Ross gets it. End over end kick to the far sideline. They kick it away from Beamer this time. First time it was off. This time it's Beamer. It's inside Duster territory, and Adams Central will have good field position once again. First and 10 at the Duster's 49-yard line. Adams Central gets the ball for the second time. It's nothing, 5:42 in the first quarter. Sun sets behind us here at the field in Holdridge, and Adam Central has the ball for the second time. They started at their own 44-yard line the first time, moved it down to the 16 for losing a couple of yards on a first down play, and they just turn it over on downs. They have it now first and 10 at the Holdridge 49-yard line. They come out on the eye with Bender and Beamer behind quarterback Matt Obermiller. Handoff second man through is Beamer to the 50, to the 45-yard line. Scoots his way down near the 40 before he goes down. Lincoln Pearson there on the tackle. Second down and about 2 yards to go at the 41-yard line. Beamer got 8 on that carry. Ryan Beamer coming on last week behind his offensive line. Again, the first 2 games, Beamer did not have that many yards, but he had 188 on the ground last week and those 4 touchdowns against Flatview. And he's off to a good start tonight. Second and 2 at the 41-yard line of Holdridge for the Adams Central Patriots. Obermiller hands off to Bender. Bender, the fullback, he has nowhere to go. He's going to lose about 3 yards on the play. Ryan Bender, the fullback, who rarely carries the football. Bender, in fact, had carried it only 7 times before for 12 yards. And a loss back to the 43-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd down and 4 yards to go for Adams Central on the play. And the Patriots face a 3rd down and 4 at the 43-yard line of the Holdridge Dusters. So again, a negative yardage play there for Adams Central. And they face a 3rd and 4 at the 43-yard line. Wing back right is Arnold. And a whistle. The Dusters were jumping in there, and the Patriots might have moved along the offensive line. The Dusters were maneuvering around at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a dead ball, illegal procedure on Adams Central, and that will move it back another 5 yards to the Holdridge 48, and it's going to be 3rd down and 9 yards to go. 3rd and 9 for the Patriots back at the Duster 48-yard line. Again, the Patriots go in reverse here in this series. Out they come, 3rd and 9 at the Duster 48-yard line. 4:15 to go, first quarter of the clock is running. Matt Obermiller takes the football, wants to throw, does to the left to Bryce Heinrich. To the 50, Heinrich tripped up there, back near the 49, so that's going to be maybe loss of another yard. It's going to be 4th down for Adams Central, and they're going to punt the football. That pass play was complete, but it lost a yard to Bryce Heinrich. So it's going to be 4th down and 10 yards to go at the 49-yard line of the Dusters, and Zach Hunt's going to drop back to punt. So the Patriots, again, struggle offensively. Hunt's going to keep the football. He's coming this way. Now he's going to punt the football. Lincoln Pearson at the 18-yard line will get run out of bounds about the 20-yard line. that's a play and play, really. I think Hunt, Zach Hunt has that option. He took the football in punt formation and ran to the near sideline. If he had some room, he'd keep going, but he had enough room as he ran the football to punt it, got it down to about the 18. Lincoln Pearson caught it there, and Pearson was finally run out of bounds at their own 23-yard line. So Hunt decided to punt, which was a good decision. He would have not ran first down. Punted it away, and the Dusters take over first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. So, again, they have possession in their own territory. Handing the ball, faking the handoff, and inside is Ross Martin. He might have been tripped up at the line of scrimmage on that first down play. Martin on the keeper, but not much room there. No gain. It's still at the 23, and it's going to be second down and 10 for the Dusters at their own 23-yard line. Again, the Dusters trying to go without a huddle here, and they're going to send three wide receivers to the right. Almond is 0 for 2 throwing the football. Second and 10 Dusters at their own 23. Again, one back in the backfield with the quarterback Almond. Robbie rolls to his right, wants to throw, does in the flat. It's going to be caught this time, catching the football and pulled down past the 40. It's going to be Jacob Bailey. Jacob Bailey on the catch there, and the first down of the night for the Dusters. On that completion, Almond to Bailey.
Nathan Burleson, you stop.
Bailey moves that football out to the 39-yard line and a pickup of 16 yards and a first down and 10 at the 39-yard line for the Dusters. So the first completion, they get 16 for the Dusters. They move it out to their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Almond now has them out again with the no-huddle. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of Holdridge. They just jump off. They try to get back, and now a whistle as the ball is snapped. We'll see if the Patriots are called for offside or the Dusters moved after the defensive end tried to get back for Adam Central. The ball is at the 39-yard line of Holdridge, and it's going to be an offside on the Patriots, and that'll make it first and 5 at the Duster 44-yard line. So a 5-yard penalty on Adam Central. Moves it up to the 44-yard line. First down and 5 for the Patriots at the Duster 44-yard line. The Dusters will face only 5 yards for a first down here. As they come out in the I formation this time, Pearson and Martin behind quarterback Almond. The handoff goes to Lincoln Pearson. He's going to be dropped back near the 40-yard line. So the Patriots right there on defense lose it back a bit. We'll see where they spot it. They move it all the way up to the 42-yard line, so a loss of only 2 on the play for Pearson. And it's going to be 2nd and 7 for the Dusters at the 44-yard, their own 42-yard line. 2nd and 7 for the Dusters at the 42. With 2:29 to go, officials timeout. The Patriots on defense have Jake Meyer, Brandon Hageman at the ends, Nick Hill, Skyler Hunt at the tackles, Bryce Heinrichs, Michael Lindblad, Ryan Bender, Ryan Beamer at the linebackers, Zach Hunt, Nate Arnold, Jake Johnson in the defensive backfield. Making the snap is Allman. He wants to throw. Does on the far sideline. It's in the air, and it's going to be incomplete. Arnold defending Lincoln Pearson. Pearson has a couple inches on Arnold. They both go up far, and it goes off the fingertips of Pearson and incomplete. And it'll be 3rd down and 7 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 42-yard line. Lincoln Pearson, a pretty good receiver for the Dusters. In fact, he is their leading receiver. He caught 18 balls coming in for 210 yards. Jacob Bailey, who's caught the only pass of the night for the Dusters, has 5 catches coming in for 56 yards, 1 tonight for 16. The Dusters face a 3rd down and 7 yards to go after their own 42-yard line. Allman, the quarterback, drops back, good protection, throws it across the middle, it's caught, and it's complete for a first down. The Dusters catching that football is Jared Nedrick. Nedrick, the junior, catches the ball for a first down. Nedrick with the catch. And the completion there to Nedrick. And it's going to be a first down, and they call it at the Adams Central 49-yard line. At the AC 49, an 8-yard pickup on the throw and catch there. So it's 1st and 10 for the Dusters at the Adams Central 49-yard line in the first trip into Patriot territory. And Nedrick can limp his way to the bench. So after that catch, Jared comes to the near sideline limping, favoring that left ankle and leg, so Nedrick will have to come out after he made the catch for the first down and tackle. He's a little tender moving over to the near sideline, so he comes off the field, but the Dusters have plenty of wide receivers, and they have a 1st down and 10 at the Adams Central 49. Clock has started again with 1:50 to go, And we'll see how Nedrick is as he'll get over to the Duster bench. Robbie Alden, the junior quarterback, throws it to the near side and quick pass to Garrett Martin. Martin to the 50, the 45. Tackle down, a nice tackle by the Patriots. Ben Rosenquist, who's in that defensive backfield. The completion there, but a quick tackle on Garrett Martin. He catches that football. They spotted at the 46 of Adams Central. It's only a 3-yard pickup, second and seven at the 46. The catch there by Martin, but the good tackle there by Ben Rosenquist. Second and seven Dusters at the Patriot 46-yard line. 1:08 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Adams Central and Holdridge. Allman, the quarterback, drops straight back. Hageman's there to knock him down. Back at the Duster 45-yard line. Brandon Hageman with his second sack of the evening. That ball all the way back to the Dusters 47. There's a loss of seven on the play. And at their own 47, the Dusters will face a third and 14. The final 40 seconds of the third of the first quarter, third series for the Dusters. Brandon Hageman from his right defensive end, not touched. And he hit Allman from the blind side. Now Robbie in the shotgun for the Dusters, third and 14 at the 47. Allman wants to throw near sideline, lost it in the air. It's going to be intercepted by Ben Rosenquist at the 20. Rosenquist for the Patriots to the 20. 25-yard line, heads for the far sideline, to the 30. To the 35-yard line is Rosenquist. He's finally pulled down there at the 35, 36-yard line on the interception. Ben Rosenquist for the Patriots gets that interception, and Allman throws in a double coverage and throws his eighth interception of the season, and Rosenquist returns it from his own 20 out to the 36-yard line, a 16-yard return. So the Patriots get it for the third time, and they'll have the first down and 10 yards to go. On their own 36-yard line with 12 seconds to go in this first quarter. Maryland I, three backs behind quarterback Obermiller. Hand off the third man through, it's Beamer. Beamer out to near about the 38 or 9 to end this first quarter of play. 2 or 3 yards on the carry. We'll call it 3 for Ryan Beamer. The Patriots will face the second and 7 when we begin the second quarter. That is the end of the first quarter here in Holdridge. After 1, Adams Central nothing, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Back at Holdridge Field here in Holdridge High School football here tonight on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We played one quarter, 0-0, Adams Central and Holdridge. The Dusters have had the ball three times. The Patriots twice, third possession of the night for Adams Central. The Patriots got down to the Dusters' 16-yard line in the first quarter, but had to turn it over on downs later in that drive. And Adams Central also back in the Duster territory with their second possession, but had to punt the football away. And Adams Central has been bothered by a couple of plays that have lost yardage in both their drives and forced them into third and longs, and they have not been able to convert on third or fourth down the first time they had the ball. So the Patriots have it second and 7 to begin this second quarter on their own 39-yard line. Second and 7 for the Patriots at their own 39-yard line. Second period just about to begin here. I formation for Adams Central. Obermiller drops back and throws. Swings the pass out to Beamer. Beamer to the 40. Beamer to the 45, to the 50. 45, 40, 35, to about the 31-yard line in the Duster territory. The swing pass to Ryan Beamer. And the Patriots with a big gain there from their own 39-yard line down to the Holdridge 32-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 29 yards on the play, Obermiller to Beamer. And the run there by Beamer down to the 32-yard line, a 29-yard pickup on the play. It's at the 32-yard line of the Dusters, first and 10. For Adams Central. So the Patriots for the third time in Duster territory. Two wide receivers to the left for Adams Central. Quarterback Obermiller tosses the ball to Beamer. Beamer looks for blockers. doesn't have much, but gets it to the 30, 25, 20. Fumbles the football. It goes to the ground. Looks like Adams River might have got on top of it. Beamer got that ball knocked out of his hands. It's down at the 20, and we'll see the Patriots look like they're going to hang on, and getting up with the football is going to be Ryan Bender, or at least he got the football. Handed it to the officials. He got up to the 20-yard line, so it ends up being a 12-yard pickup on a first down for the Patriots. Adam Central will get a first down, and the Patriots fumble that one away, but Bender there to pick it up, a fall on it, we should say, at the Holdridge 20, so Adam Central once again deep in Holdridge territory. It's 0-0, 11:20 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 Patriots at the Holdridge 20-yard line. Arnold and Hunt go wide to the right. Obermiller, the quarterback, with Bender and Beamer. Quick throw goes to the right side to Arnold, to the 20, to the 15. Dade off to the 10, to the 5. He dives for the end zone, and he's going to be in the end zone for the touchdown. Nate Arnold with a quick swing pass. And he runs it from about the 15, 17-yard line into the end zone using that speed for the touchdown. And Adam Central scores first on the Obermiller to Arnold 20-yard touchdown swing pass and run. And Adam Central leads by the score of 6-0, and Nate Arnt will try the extra point for the Patriots with 11:04 to go here in this first quarter. Arnt will try the extra point. The Patriots up 6-0. The ball is snapped. It is down. Arnt with the kick high enough and long enough. It is up, and it is good. And the Patriots have the 7-0 lead. So with 11:04 to go in the second quarter, it's Adams Central 7. Holdridge nothing. Back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
A quick score update for you. Donovan leading Kearney Catholic 6-0. That game is in the first quarter. Back out to you, Blaine.
Okay, Tyler, thank you very much. Welcome back to Adams Central and Holdridge here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central scores early in the second quarter. First touchdown of the night for either team, 7-0. A 20-yard pass by Matt Obermiller to Nate Arnold. That concluded a 64-yard drive spanning the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second for Adams Central. So the third time, the charm for Adams Central, third time in Duster territory, and the Patriots finally get on the board and lead it 7-0, and Zach Hunt to kick off for the Patriots. But Ryan Bender on the spot for the Patriots there to fall on that Patriot fumble. Hunt, a lob kick to about the 30-yard line, picked up there by the Dusters. And out to the 34-yard line, the Patriots do the little pop kick. They don't kick it all the way down the field. And the Dusters catch that football and have a 3 or 4 yard return out to the 33-yard line. And the Dusters will start their first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Fourth time the Dusters have had the football. They have thrown the football six times, completed three in this football game for 27 yards. The Dusters have rushed for only 5 yards. So Adam Central facing this potent attack and a lot of receivers on most plays. Robbie Allman is the quarterback, 165-pound junior. He has one back, Ross Martin, back there with him. Three wide receivers out. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin is going to be tackled for a loss about the 31-yard line, so nothing there for the back, Ross Martin. The Patriot defense there to spot the football back at the 30-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. And it'll be second down and 13 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 30-yard line. So Adams Central playing a good defense here tonight. Again, Jake Meyer, Brandon Hageman, the defensive end. Nick Hill at 235, Skyler Hunt at 315, the defensive tackle. There's a swing pass to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson runs the football after the catch to about the 37, the 38-yard line, where he's knocked out of bounds on the play. Pearson with the catch, his first of the night. The leading receiver is out at the 37-yard line. It's going to be third down and 6 yards to go, a pickup of 7, third and 6 at the Duster 37. So Lincoln Pearson, his first catch of the night, gets 7 yards on the quick throw and run. Third and 6 Dusters at their own 37-yard line. 10:20 to go in period number 2, 7-0 Adams Central. Allman, the quarterback, drops straight back on from the shotgun. Throws it across the middle. Nedrick is there. He's wide open across the middle. Has the first down on the catch there. He's inside Patriot territory. Carries that ball down to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 19 yards on the play. Again, Jared Nedrick, the junior, over the middle, 19 yards and a first down. First and 10 at the Adams Central 44-yard line. A pickup there of 19. That's two catches for 35 yards for Jacob Bailey. Excuse me, that was Jacob Bailey across the middle on the catch. Allman hands off from the I formations. Lincoln Pearson. Pearson with a good run inside the 40. Good gain there. That football spotted about the 38-yard line. A pickup of 6 there for the Dusters. It's going to be second down and 4 yards to go. So Pearson with a run for 6 there. Second and 4 Dusters at the Adams Central 38-yard line. The Dusters will mix it up. They've run from the eye a couple times. They've run from the shotgun. Been in the shotgun most of the time. Now with a second and 4 at the 38. Charter field, they run from the eye. Pearson fumbles the football. It's on the ground. The Patriots try to pick it up. They should have fallen on the football. Adams Central, instead of trying to fall on the football, they tried to pick it up, and the Dusters end up recovering the football back at the 47-yard line. Adams Central had a chance to fall on that ball, did not. It goes back to the 47-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play, but Adams Central should have the football, but they don't, and it'll be third down and 9 yards to go. Well, Pearson with the loss there, he's credited with a 9-yard loss, recovered the fumble, good with Dusters, but it'll be third down and 13 at the 47-yard line. For the Dusters, they're at the Patriot 47. They come out in the shotgun this time. Allman wants to throw, give this offense another chance to throw across the middle, incomplete. Intended for the wide receiver, Alex Schoenemann. They have Alex listed at 125 pounds. He's a junior, 125. His dad's the AD, and Mr. Schoenemann said, at 125, that's right. He couldn't hold on to that one, and it'll be fourth down. Fourth down and 13 for the Dusters at the Patriot 47-yard line. And Ross Martin, the punter, drops back for Holbert. 9:13 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Patriots. A lollipop of a snap, but he goes right to Martin. The Patriots weren't rushing, kicked away from the Patriots. It's going to go out of bounds inside, it looks like, the 10-yard line. Adams Central is going to have a first down and 10. A good punt there by Martin. If they kick it away from Beamer and Arnold, they've done that all night long. And the officials will spot that football. First and 10 at the Patriot 10-yard line. So the Patriots deep in their own territory for the first time tonight. First down and 10 yards to go. Each team has moved into the other's territory on a number of occasions tonight. Adams Central has the only score. It's 7-0 Patriots with exactly 9 minutes to go in this first half of play. Adams Central football. Matt Obermiller will come over center. Ryan Beamer and Ryan Bender in the I formation. Beamer the tailback. And I'll go to the second man through Beamer. Beamer has a good hole behind the offensive line. Gets it out to near the 20, maybe the 21. He might have a first down to get the Patriots out of that hole. And a Duster down on the play, grabbing his right knee. And that's never a good sign. And I try to get the number, but somebody down on his back holding his knee. And Duster on the field trying to spot the number of that defender. So an injury on the field, and it will tend to the injured Duster. The Patriots did get a first down in that play. And again, we can't spot the number of the Duster that's down because he is on his back and was holding his right knee. Let's take a timeout while they tend to the Duster injured player. Let's take a timeout and we'll be back with you in 30 seconds. Adams Central 7, Holbridge nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
And back in Holdridge with Adams Central leading the Dusters of Holdridge 7-0. An injured Duster again still on his back. And the player was holding his right knee when he first went down. And, of course, the medical folks out there attending to the injured duster. Ryan Beamer got 10 yards on that last play and a first down, so the Patriots move it out to their own 20-yard line, and that's where we'll pick things up after we, again, are not able to confirm up the number of the injured duster, because when he's flat on his back now, they get him to his feet, and he's going to be helped off to the near sideline. And it looks like it is number 64, Nathan Kreutzer, the junior, really favoring no weight at all on the right leg and knee and ankle there for Nathan Kreutzer. We'll hope Nathan is okay. He'll have to come out of this football game, and he will come to the near sideline, and they will try to take care of him as best they can on that near sideline. Well, Kreutzer, the injured player there for the Dusters, and he comes off the field, and Adams Central has the football. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Overmiller's in the shotgun. The Patriots hand the ball off to Jake Johnson, who was in motion, comes to the near side, 25-30. Jake Johnson runs the football. He's finally pulled out of bounds near past the 30. It's going to be another first down for the Patriots. So Johnson was in motion from the near side and just crossed right in front of Matt Overmiller, who was in the shotgun. Overmiller handed him the football. The defense couldn't catch up with him until he was finally tackled at the 33-yard line, a pickup of 13 on the play by Jake Johnson. So Jake Johnson gets in on the act running the football for the Patriots for a 13-yard pickup. And that is the first carry of the year for Jake Johnson running the ball, and he gets 13 yards from that wide receiver position. First and 10 at the 33-yard line for Adams Central. Handoff goes to Beamer. Not much room there, but he stays on his feet to get a couple out of that. And the Patriots could have lost some there. Tyler Caton had Beamer for a loss, but Ryan ran out of that tackle and got it up to the 35-yard line. He ended up picking up two. So the Patriots, instead of third and about 13 or 14, have a second and 8 at their own 35-yard line. So a 2-yard pickup by Ryan Beamer. He has 46 yards on the ground. The Patriots have 67 yards on the ground, 62 in the air. Overmiller's 4 out of 6 throwing the ball. Second down and 8 yards to go for Adams Central at the 35-yard line of the Patriots. 7:58 to go first half. Handoff goes to Beamer. Beamer to the 40-yard line before he runs into a defender there. Maybe a 5-yard pickup. So it's going to be third and one of those short, but not too short or too long. Third and about 3 yards to go for the Patriots at the Holdridge. Excuse me, at the Patriots 40-yard line. Third and 3 for Adams Central. So Adams Central started this drive at their 10. They would love nothing better than to go 90 yards and use about the last 7.5 minutes of this clock. 7:25, clock running first half. 7-0 Adams Central. Third and 3 at the Patriots 40. In the shotgun, Overmiller hands off to Arl. Arl to the 40, jumps over a tackler, spins in there the 43, still on his feet at the 45, has the first down, and Nate Arl with some fancy footwork gets the first down, jumped over one potential tackler, spun away from another, and it's going to be another first down, the 7 for Adams Central. The ball out at the 45-yard line, so Arl got 5 yards as he took the ball after coming off the wingback position on the right side and came this way to the left, got 5 yards, first and 10 for the Patriots at their own 45-yard line. So the third first down of this drive for the Patriots. They're at the 45-yard line, first and 10. Taking the handoff to Beamer. Overmiller wants to throw in to a flat to Zach Hunt. Hunt to the 50, 45, 40. Hunt finally tackled about the 33, 34-yard line. Zach Hunt with the catch and run there. Another first down for Adams Central as they move that football from their own 45-yard line to the Dusters. They'll call it the 37-yard line, a pickup of 18 yards on the play there for Hunt and the Patriots to the Dusters' 37-yard line. A nice throw by Overmiller. Fifth completion for Matt. Second catch for Hunt. That went for 18 and a first down at the Holdridge 37-yard line for Adams Central. Taking the direct snap is Ryan Beamer. Beamer spins his way to the 35, inside the 35, and a good hard run there by Beamer as he was back there with the quarterback Overmiller. But Beamer took the direct snap from center Tommy Ehlers and rushed from the 37 to the 33, a pickup of 4 on the play for Ryan Beamer. And the Patriots taking the direct snap there. Nate Hall has done that for the Patriots. And now tonight, Ryan Beamer It's at the 33-yard line, a pickup of four, second down and 6 yards to go. 6:08, clock running in the first half. Adams Central 7, Holdridge nothing. Second and 6 at the 33 for the Patriots of the Holdridge 33. And this time it's Arl taking the football. He's to the 35. Escapes a tackle inside the 30. Nate Arl to the 27. Still on his feet. Takes about four dusters to get Arl down. Again, the Adams Central Patriots avoid a loss there. And Arl moves the ball from the 33 down to about the 26-yard line. And it's going to be close to another first down. It is another first down to the 26-yard line. A pickup there of 7 and a first down for Nate Arl. So the Patriots there pick up 7 and a first down at the Duster 26-yard line. So Nate Arl makes really 7 out, not a whole of a whole lot there, and gets it down to the 26. And there's a flag flying, a quick toss out to Zach Hunt. And the Patriots are going to have to head south a little bit. They're going to be called for a penalty the way it looks here on this first down. Offside on the Patriots. They line up in the neutral zone improperly. And then ball moved back to the 31-yard line on a 5-yard penalty on Adams Central. Their third 5-yarder, 15 yards in penalties on the Patriots. It'll be first and 15 for Adams Central at the Duskers' 31-yard line. So they spot the football. Start the clock. 5:27 to go before halftime. Adams Central leading 7-0. They have the football first and 15 at the Duster 31-yard line. So a penalty hurting the Patriots there. We'll see if they can overcome that penalty on this particular drive. First and 15 at the Duster 31-yard line. Over Miller, the handoff to Beamer. Beamer heads for the outside. He's going to be pulled down this time for after a gain of only a yard, maybe two, but it looks like only about a yard for Ryan Beamer. From the 31, they'll spot it at the 30, a pickup of 1. It'll be second down and 14 yards to go for the Patriots at the Duster 30-yard line. And Adam Settle, first time they had the ball, got it down to the 16 before plays for losses moved them back, and they turned it over on downs. The Patriots finally scored in their third possession early in the second quarter of play. Now they have it second and 14 at the Duster 30. And again, Adams Central kind of deja vu from last year, not completing enough of these drives and so far not getting as many points as they would like. There's a quick throw to Ryan Bender. He's inside the 30. Bender with the catch there, but a short gain on the play. They move it from the 30-yard line down to about the 20, like the 26, a pickup of 4 on the play. The catch there by Bender. That was a quick throw over the middle. Ryan Bennett, the fullback, got out there, caught it, but only a 4-yard pickup. Third down and 10 yards to go for the Patriots at the Duster 26 and the whistle. Patriots want to talk this one over. Adams Central takes the timeout with 3:59 to go in the first half. It's Adams Central 7, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Welcome back to Holdridge. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football tonight, a Class B matchup here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Adams Central Patriots leading the Holdridge Dusters 7-0 here. We're a tick under 4 minutes to go in the first half. The Patriots have a third down and 10 at the Duster 26-yard line. Adams Central, this could be a key part of the ball game here. If the Patriots can go in and put some more points on the board, they're going to get the football to start the second half. Obermiller wants to throw, has no one to throw to, keeps the football. He's pulled down inside the 25. So Adams Central's going to face the fourth and long if they decide to go for this one here. Obermiller was knocked down about the 24, a pickup of 2 on the play for Matt. And a fourth down and 8 for Adams Central to the 24-yard line. 3:35, clock running. The Patriots have used one timeout. The Dusters have not used any. So the Patriots face a big fourth down and 8 here at the 24-yard line. They're going to go for it. Hunt goes wide to the left. Bender goes wide to the left. Arnold goes wide to the right. Beamer, the only back in the backfield with the Overmiller in the shotgun. Matt wants to throw. Does on the near sideline. It's in the air. It's going to be incomplete, and a flag flies on the play. That may be offensive pass interference on Zach Hunt as he was battling there with Alex Schoeneman, and the Patriots are going to lose this football here on down. It's going to be a penalty on Adams Central. It's going to be offensive pass interference. The Dusters will decline that. The Patriots will turn it over on down to the Dusters, and it is offensive pass interference. And the Dusters are going to get this football one way or the other. They'll decline this penalty. They won't move the Patriots back any further because they're going to have the football. Penalty was down near the 5-yard line, and that was a pretty obvious call there. And the Dusters will take over first down and 10 yards to go. It's a loss of down anyway on the offensive pass interference, and it was fourth down anyway. And the Dusters take over first and 10. And they're going to move the football. They're going to spot the football. A loss of down and a penalty. The Dusters will take over, and they'll get to 15 yards. So that was a very costly penalty on Adam Central. They lose the downs on the penalty, and it was fourth down anyway. They move the football out to the 39-yard line. The penalty for the Dusters come out smelling like a rose there. First and 10 at the 39, a loss of down and a 15-yard penalty. The Patriots turn it over on that penalty. First and 10 now for the Dusters at the 39. 3:13 to go. They got plenty of time and plenty of timeout. Ball thrown over the middle. It's a lateral to Lincoln Pearson on the ditch and go. Pearson with the football to the 30. They move it down to the 30-yard. It was a catch and run. The ball caught by the Dusters and the dish off to Lincoln Pearson. And a big first down and a big game there. So the trickery works for the Dusters. They move it from the 39. Do they add down to the Adams Central 30-yard line? A pickup of 31 yards on the play. To the AC, 30-yard line, first and 10.
31-yard gain on the play. First down, Dusters.
So the catch and go on the lateral there, first and 10 on the 30. Allman wants to throw, does across the middle. Going to be caught for the touchdown. Alex Schoeneman for the touchdown, 30 yards, and it's 7-6. Allman to Schoeneman. Schoeneman got behind the defender and stretched out and caught it. Diving into the end zone in a 30-yard touchdown play. Two plays and 61 yards makes it 7-6. And it only took the Dusters 22 seconds to score. So there is the touchdown to Schoeneman, and it's 7-6. So the Patriots give up the big hook and ladder play and then the touchdown pass. Jared Nedrick to try the extra point, and it is blocked and no good. So the Patriots block it, and with 2:51 to go, the Dusters strike in a hurry. Adams Central 7, Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Seven to six, Adams Central leading Holdridge. The hook and ladder play gained 31 yards, then a touchdown pass from Robbie Allman and Alex Schoeneman. So two plays, 69 yards, and it only took 22 seconds for the Dusters to get back in the football game. 7-6, the extra point was blocked. 2:51 to go. And the Dusters will kick off. Kicking off is Kyle Ekstrom. Ekstrom for the Dusters rolls it on the ground up the middle. Picked up there by Ryan Beamer. Beamer's near the 20 to the 30-yard line, about the 35-yard line. So good field position for Adams Central. They have two timeouts. They have 2:43 to go on the clock, leading 7-6. So again, Adams Central has been in Duster territory tonight.
At the 35-yard line, going to be first and
a couple of times, a couple, three times. And the Patriots have been in Dutch territory four times, and they have scored one touchdown. They lead it 7-6, and the Dusters with quick strike capability, and they sure showed that. 22 seconds to go, 69 yards. Patriots come out in the I formation, 61 yards in two plays. Here's a whistle. The Patriots got to call timeout. They're not ready to run this play, so Adam Central takes a timeout. The 2:43 to go before halftime. Adam Central 7, Holdridge 6. We're back in another 30 seconds.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got friends in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The AgriMaster Combine Farm Tire is 725 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Superfleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as 132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
7-6, Adams Central leading Holdridge with 2:43 to go here before halftime. Adams Central has the football, first and 10 on their own 35-yard line. The Patriots will come out and see what they can do with the football. And Adams Central has been in Holdridge territory four times. They have one touchdown to show for it, and the Dusters took 22 seconds to cover 61 yards to score their touchdown. Patriots come out in the shotgun with Matt Obermiller, the quarterback. Hands the ball off to Ryan Beamer. Beamer heads for the outside. Still on his feet, is going to be knocked down near the line of scrimmage. Not much room there for Beamer. The line of scrimmage was the 35. We'll see where they spot. It looks like there was no gain there. Second and 10 on the 35-yard line for Adams Central. Clock continues to run with 2:18 to go before halftime, and the Patriots, again, have used two timeouts. The Dusters have not used any, and they showed that they can move the football in a hurry. They've thrown 10 passes on the evening. 6 out of 10 throwing the football. And the Patriots come out now. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 35-yard line. 2:05 to go before halftime. 7-6 Adams Central, and they want to adjust the clock. They want to put more time on the clock, move it back to, looks like, 2:10. The clock continued to run after Beamer was out of bounds up there, and back to 2:15, and that's the official time. 2:15 to go before halftime. Patriots 7 and the Dusters 6. Adam Central will come out at second down and 10 yards to go. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Handoff goes to Beamer. Beamer has nowhere to go. He's going to be stacked up. It's going to be third down and long for Adam Central. The Patriots face a third and long, and they really don't want to throw the football. And the Dusters do not stop the clock. 1:58 to go. They're going to let this one continue to run. It's third and 10 at the 35-yard line. Again, the Dusters have not used a timeout. Third down, the football still at the 35-yard line. Third and 10 for Adams Central with 1:40, and the clock running here in the first half, 7-6 Patriots. Obermiller, the quarterback in the shotgun, third and 10. Hands the ball off to Nate Arnold. Arnold with the football to the 40. Arnold to near the 45-yard line. Looks like he's going to be close to a first down. For Adams Central, again, Arnold comes from the wingback position, just takes the handoff from Obermiller, who's in the shotgun, and Arnold is able to run for a first down, and that play has worked tonight for the Patriots out to the 46-yard line to pick up a 11 on the play for Nate Arnold and a first down. So the Patriots do not have to punt the football away. It's at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for Adams Central. With 1:22, the clock continues to run. Again, the Patriots have only one timeout left, an 11-yard pickup on a first down for Nate Arnold. First and 10 at the 46-yard line. Obermiller gets the football from the shotgun. Little swing pass to Ryan Bender. Bender to midfield. He's pulled down from behind there. On the play by the Dusters, Justin Bell. It's past midfield to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards on the play to the Holdridge 49. Clock continues to run with 50 seconds to go. That was a first down on the, a second down, second and five. Across the middle to Heinrichs, caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Bryce Heinrichs to the 15, 10, 5. He's going to be close. Did he step out of bounds? No, touchdown. Bryce Heinrichs, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Bryce Heinrichs for Adams Central. The 44-yard line takes it in on the throw across the middle. Heinrichs from Overmiller, a 44-yard pass play, and the Patriots get on the board with 32 seconds to go. Speaking of quick strikes, Overmiller. Overmiller to Bryce Heinrichs, and Heinrichs takes it home from 49 yards out on a touchdown for Adam Settle on a second and five play. Arnold's extra point is high enough, going to be no good, wide to the left, so the lead stays at 7. It's 13-6 Patriots, and we'll take a timeout with 32 seconds to go before half. Adams Central 13, Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Adams Central 13 and Holdridge 6 late in this first half, 32.7 seconds to go. Well, Adams Central has a 49-yard pass play. Matt Overmiller to Bryce Heinrichs, and Heinrichs with great speed as he caught that ball over the middle, headed for the far sideline, outrun the defenders, and he gets into the end zone from 49 yards out, and Adams Central has their second touchdown. 13-6, they did miss the extra point, so each team is missed the extra point. A block, and the Patriots missed their kick from the 10-yard line. Lincoln Pearson. Pearson to the 15 to the 25-yard line. Tripped up there about the 28-yard line. And the Dusters will have a first down and 10 yards to go at their own 28-yard line. And we'll see what the Dusters want to do here with 24 seconds to go. They have three timeouts. Remember, last time they had the ball, the Dusters went 61 yards in two plays in 22 seconds. Had the hook and ladder, completed pass, the lateral to Lincoln Pearson, got it to the Patriots 30, and on the next play, Robbie Alban found Alex Schoenemann in the end zone. Schoenemann was a nice stretch for the catch, and the Dusters had a touchdown in two plays. The Patriots did come back and score, though, on the pass from Overmiller to Heinrichs. So 24.9 seconds, 13-6 Adams Central. Second quarter of play. Alban, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Wants to throw, rolls to his right, throws it, it's going to be short. He was trying to get away from Brandon Hageman again, and he was thrown short of the intended receiver, Lincoln Pearson, so it's going to be second down. 6 of 11 throwing the football. So 7 out of 12 throwing the football for the Dusters on the evening. Second down and 10 yards to go. At the 28-yard line. 20 seconds to go. Allman takes the throw, hands off to Martin, the fullback. Martin's going to run it past the 30 to maybe the 32-yard line. 3 yards maybe as the clock looks like it's going to expire. The Dusters look like they're going to let it expire in this first half. Third and 7. Well, Martin got 3, but the Dusters let it run out, and that's going to be the end of the first half here tonight. A good football game. Teams have had their chances. Adams Central scored twice. The Dusters won here at halftime. Adams Central 13, Holdridge 6. We'll talk about it in 90 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Congratulations to the Pleasanton basketball team for making it to state. From everyone at Miller Signs and Extreme Wraps in Kearney, see Miller Signs today and get your business noticed with a new sign or an Extreme Wrap. Good luck, girls.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Okay, welcome back to Holdridge. We're at halftime. Adams Central and Holdridge, with the Patriots leading 13-6 here at halftime. And Adams Central and Holdridge battling in this first half. Adams Central making their way into Duster territory five times in that first half. The Patriots come away with a couple of scores. Adams Central, in the pregame show with Coach Bill Carlin, remembering last year when the Patriots couldn't finish enough drives in that ball game and they ended up in overtime and lost in double overtime at home last year to these Dusters. I know that was last year, this is this year, but the Patriots have had other opportunities to score. They've scored twice. They do have the lead at 13-6, but they got to feel that maybe they should have a few more points on the board, and they gave up a couple of big plays in the first half to put the Dusters back in the football game for their only score of this first half. So the Patriots have five visits into Duster territory, two touchdowns to show for it. Adams Central to force the Dusters into a three and out to start this football game, and Adams Central then started at their own 44-yard line. They moved all the way down to the Dusters' 16-yard line before the first down play lost 2 yards, and the Patriots ended up turning it over on downs on a 4th and 12. The Dusters had to punt after a three and out once again. Adams Central started on the Duster 49-yard line and had to turn the football over once again as they could not do it. They had to punt. The Patriots had to punt on their second possession. The Dusters then got the football and moved the football there on their third possession, but had to give it back to the Patriots. And Adams Central then got the football near the end of the first quarter of play at their own 36-yard line and put a sustained drive together. And Adams Central went 64 yards, ending the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, 64 yards and a 20-yard pass play. Matt Obermiller to Nate Arlt for the final 20 yards, the touchdown pass and run there by Arlt, and the Patriots had completed that 64-yard drive at the 11:04 mark of the second quarter. Nate Arlt added the extra point, and Adams Central led by the score of 7-2. The teams exchanging the football again in the second quarter of play before the Patriots turned the football over on a penalty and downs late in the first half to the Dusters at the 3:13 mark, and the Dusters then went down the field in two plays. They covered 61 yards in two plays. They had the old hook and lateral play to throw down the field for about 20 yards, and then the drop-off football given back to Lincoln Pearson. Again, the hook and ladder, the catch, and then the toss back to the trailing back, in this case Lincoln Pearson. He runs it for another 10 yards or so, a 31-yard pickup. Threw the football all the way down to the Patriots' 30-yard line, and the Patriots somewhat in shock over that. On the next play, the Dusters scored as Robbie Allman found Alex Schoeneman in the end zone, and Schoeneman made the stretch, caught the football in the end zone, a 30-yard pass play, and the Dusters were on the board at 7-6. The extra point was blocked, so the Dusters covered 61 yards in 22 seconds. They were right back in the game at 7-6. Adams Central took over the football, got a big first down on a third down, a running play to keep that drive alive. They didn't have to punt the football back to the Dusters, and Adams Central then scored late in that first half. In fact, with 32 seconds to go, Matt Obermiller found the tight end Bryce Heinrichs across the middle, and Heinrichs then caught the football, headed for the far sideline, and outran the defenders, 49-yard pass play over Miller and Heinrichs, and the Patriots were on the board again at 13-6 with 32 seconds to go in that first half of play. And the extra point was no good. The Patriots led 13-6, but the Dusters decided just to let the clock run out. They did not try anything too fancy in the final 32 seconds, and the Patriots go off here at halftime, leading by the score of 13-6. So it could be much worse for Adams Central as far as having the lead, much worse than the fact that they could have scored more points. Could be much worse for the Dusters. They could be further behind in this game, but they really score in a hurry there, so they're not by any means ever out of a football game the way it looks. The Dusters have thrown the ball 90 times coming in, and they have thrown it 12 times tonight, and seven completions for the junior, Robbie Allman, and that kind of wide-open offense that the Dusters run. They've also run some eye here. Adams Central trying to take advantage of their quickness and speed, and they have done that, running for some first downs, breaking some tackles, and making some nice moves running the football with Nate Arnold and Ryan Beamer, and the nice run there by Bryce Heinrichs, showing good speed there for the tight end, and he scored that second touchdown, and Adams Central with the lead at 13-6 here at halftime on a beautiful Friday night in September in Holdridge, Nebraska. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some numbers for you after this 90-second timeout.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And welcome back to Holdridge. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football tonight, a Class B matchup and a good one. Adams Central and Holdridge with the Patriots leading the Dusters here at halftime, 13-6. Some of the numbers in that first half. Of course, it's all unofficial, folks. We're keeping the stats up here as we watch and enjoy this football game and hope you're enjoying it. The Patriots with the lead, 13-6. Adams Central with 107 yards on the ground. Ryan Beamer with 56. Nate Arnold with 33. Ryan Bender with two carries for 3 yards. And one carry and 2 yards for quarterback Matt Overell. And Jake Johnson running one time for 13 yards. The Patriots unofficially 107 yards on the ground. Overmiller with 7 completions in 9 throws tonight. 7 completions, 9 throws. 2 catches for 32 yards for Zach Hunt. 1 catch for 22 for Nate Arnold. 2 catches for 48 total yards for Bryce Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, that 49-yard touchdown catch and run. 1 catch for Ryan Beamer and a run for 29. And Ryan Bender caught one ball for 4 yards. So the Patriots, with 5 different guys catching the ball or 7 of 9 throwing, they have 133 yards passing, 240 total yards. The Patriots 133 through the air, 107 on the ground, a total of 240 yards for Adams Central and 9 first down. The Holdridge Dusters have not moved the football really all that much. Again, that lightning quick 2-play 61-yard drive. They have 7 pass completions in 12 attempts, throwing the ball for 114 yards for Robbie Allman in that first half, but no net yards rushing
for the Dusters in the first half, according to my stats up here. No rushing yards, 114 through the air, so 114 total. And the touchdown catch, 30 yards for Alex Schoeneman. Two catches on the evening for Jacob Bailey for 35 yards in that first half. And they lead the way pass catching, and Schoeneman with a 30-yard touchdown play. He was behind and stretched out and caught that ball in the end zone. So we're seeing a lot of speed and quickness and a lot of offensive firepower by both these teams here tonight, at least through the air for the Dusters. Adams Central is taking advantage of their speed and quickness with their skill players and moving that football tonight. But the lead is only 7 here at halftime. Adams Central 13 and the Dusters of Holdridge 6 here tonight. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS on our sister station 1230 KHS. The Hastings High Tigers are at Seward tonight. Mike Will describing that one. Mike will be headed up to Sioux Falls and the Hastings College Broncos and Sioux Falls on 1230 KHS radio tomorrow. Of course, last night, St. Cecilia and City football defeated the Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks in Columbus 42-7. The Blue Hawks scored 3 touchdowns in the first quarter, had 42 points at halftime, and won the game 42-7 to go to 3-0 on the year. The Blue Hawks scoring on a long touchdown run, a pass interception, and a punt return. The first 3 scores, they couldn't write it any better than that. 3 scores, 21 points, and the Blue Hawks cruise in that one. Dalton Seeley had 3 scores on the ground in the second quarter, and St. Cecilia went up and won the game 42-7 to go to 3-0 on this football season. A reminder for you on our sister station, 1230 KHS, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up after coverage of the Hastings High Seward football game on 1230 KHS. That will be CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Join Tyson Havronic for that scoreboard show tonight on 1230 KHS. After we're finished here, this Holdridge Adams Central game, stay tuned. We'll name our Patriot player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll name our Patriot player of the game. Then after that, the coach's post-game show, the coach speaks. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings, our sponsor for the coach's post-game show. And we hope to have Bill Carlin come up, the head football coach of the Patriots, after the football game tonight. So a lot more to go and an entire second half to go in this football game here tonight, with Adams Central leading by the score of 13-6, but certainly not a safe lead. The Patriots will get the football to start the second half as they deferred when they won the toss, and they'll elect, I'm sure, to receive the football, but to keep it out of the hands of Robbie Allman and company as much as possible in this second half. The Patriots, with 240 yards of total offense, moving the ball pretty well, have a 13-6 lead here at halftime. We'll take another break, and when we return, we'll have the third quarter of this game. We'll be back with that in 90 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
For more than 80 years, there's been a Burke Strong Store in Hastings, giving you the best prescription service and helping you feel better. Burke's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service, a short wait time, and free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store in downtown Hastings and at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. And with school and fall sports underway, everyone at Burt's Drug Stores reminds you to drive carefully at the school and athletic events. Burt's Drug Stores, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
We're
we're back in Holmridge for high school football. Third quarter of this football game about to begin with Adams Central leading Holmridge by the score of 13-6. The Patriots with a couple of scores in that first half. The Dusters with one score. All the scoring, in fact, in the second quarter of play. We were scoreless after one, and Adams Central got a touchdown pass from Matt Overmiller to Nate Arl, 20 yards, and a touchdown pass from Matt Overmiller to Bryce Heinrich in that second quarter of play. And sandwiched in between that, Robbie Allman to Alex Schoeneman, 30-yard pass play for Holdridge. The 13-6 game, the Patriots convert the extra point after their first score. The Holdridge extra point was blocked, and the Patriots missed their second extra point. 13-6, Patriots. Adams Central has not ball over. They did fumble once, but they recovered their own fumble. The Dusters turned the ball over once on an interception by the Patriots' defensive back, Ben Rosenquist. He got an interception. So one turnover, four penalties for 30 yards on the Patriots, one penalty for five on the Dusters. And the Patriots with nine first downs, the Dusters with four in the first half. Again, a couple of big plays getting a score for the Dusters in this football game, and Adams Central has had to drive more. They've had a drive of 64 yards, and to end the first half, Adams Central's drive was a 65-yard drive. So the Patriots have put together a couple of drives, and they have their two scores and lead it 13-7. Again, the two-play, 61-yard down the field march by the Dusters. Adams Central is going to get the football to begin this third quarter of play, and the Patriots 107 on the ground, 133 through the air. Matt Overmiller, 7 out of 9 throwing the football. Two catches for 32 yards for Zach Hunt, 2 for 48, and that's for Bryce Heinrich, and the touchdown. And leading the way on the ground, Ryan Beamer with 56 yards for the Patriots. Again, for the Dusters, no yards rushing, 114 through the air as they are 7 out of 12 throwing the football for the Dusters. And Adams Central, again, deferred when they won the opening toss and will elect to receive the football here on a beautiful night. Temperature down about, I would guess, 66, 67 degrees. A little breeze out of the east, but the beautiful location. We're at the top of the stands on the west side here at Holdridge with the Patriots in the lead tonight here at 13-6. Another reminder for you, tomorrow football will come your way on our Platte River radio stations on 1230 KHS. Hastings College at Sioux Falls, 12:15 pregame, 1 o'clock. For the opening kickoff there, join Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell for that one. Nebraska football team will be at Virginia Tech. That's a 2:30 game tomorrow. You can hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Beginning with the pregame show at 9:30. Pregame activity 9:30 tomorrow morning. Kickoff a little after 2:30 tomorrow. That team also on ABC TV. But listen to it on The Breeze tomorrow on the Broncos on KHS. Here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio Hastings, Adams Central will go from right to left, south to north to begin this third quarter of play. Adams Central 13, Holdridge 6. So this one is very much in doubt, and we got a good one going here in Holdridge tonight. And the Dusters, Kyle Ekstrom will kick off. He does, long and to the left at about the 10-11-yard line is Nate Arnold. Arnold comes this way, has a big hole. There's a flag flying. He's at the 40. This one will come back to the 45. Turn near midfield is Nate Arnold. But the Patriots will be called for a block in the back or a penalty on this run back. The flag is at the 25-yard line. It's a hold on Adams Central, springing Nate Arnold there. So the Patriots will get the football, but not near as good a field position as they could have had. The flag is at the 25-yard line. It's a hold on the return by Adams Central. The Patriots will start keeping their own territory with the 13-6 lead in the football game. That flag is resting right on the 25-yard line, and it's a hold. That will move the football back. And they're going to spot it, looks like, about the 15-yard line. And they will spot it at the 15. First and 10 for the Patriots at the 15-yard line. They'll send out Matt Overmiller, the junior at quarterback, Ryan Bender, the junior at fullback, Ryan Beamer, the senior at the tailback.
Nathan Arnold, a senior, is a flanker, wide receiver. Zach Hunt, a senior, also a wide receiver. Bryce Heinrich, a senior, the tight end. Matt Wallen, Jake Meyer, the tackle. Phil Holtman, Zach Hollister are the guards. Tommy Ehlers is the center. Running the football on first down is Adam Central, and they would like to run that football, keep that clock running, keep it away from the Dusters, and Ryan Beamer with the carry. They spot the football out about the 18-yard line, and the officials time out. Looks like one of the Dusters has a helmet problem. Beamer got three on the play to start this second half. Second down and seven, Adam Central at the 18-yard line. We're in the first 30 seconds of this third quarter. Officials time out is now over, and the Dusters have their helmet problem taken care of, and it's second and seven Patriots at their own 18-yard line. They just start deep in their own territory with a 13-6 lead. High formation, over Miller, over center. Turns, wants to throw, does on the near sideline. It's going to be dropped, no, incomplete. Intended for Zach Hunt. So it's third and long for the Patriots at the 18-yard line. So that went incomplete. Zach couldn't hold that one, and Overmiller's now 7 out of 10. He was open, but Hunt couldn't hold that one, and it'll be third down and 7 at the 18-yard line. So the Patriots face a third and long. Otherwise, they're going to be punting from deep in their own territory early in this third quarter. And as we've mentioned and as we've seen, the Dusters can score in a hurry. Overmiller in the shotgun formation. Behind the center, wants the throw. Does in the flat. It's going to be incomplete, knocked away. The defender gets over there. Intended for Hunt. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down and seven, and the Patriots will punt from deep in their own territory. So fourth down and 7 yards to go. The good defense there by the Dusters. It's like Robbie Allman, the quarterback who also plays defense, got over there and knocked that one away. Lincoln Pearson drops back along with Ross Martin, and Hunt will punt. He averages about 35 a kick. But Martin and Pearson stand at their own 36-yard line. Hunt's kick is going to be end over end. Martin's going to catch the football at the 47-yard line. Doesn't have far to go. He's dropped about the 46 of Adams Central, but Holdridge will have it first down and 10 yards to go at the Adams Central. They'll move that football back to the 46-yard line. So great field position for the Dusters in their first possession of period number three. They will send out the junior quarterback, Robbie Allman. Lincoln Pearson, Ross Martin are in that backfield, and they have a bevy of receivers. Alex Schoenemann goes wide to the right. Jacob Bailey wide to the left. They come out in the I formation with one tight end to the right side. And off goes to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson dancing around, but really has nowhere to go. Runs into Nick Hill, the 235-pound senior. Not much there for the Dusters. Jake Meyer, Brandon Hageman are the defensive ends. Nick Hill, Skyler Hunt, the tackles. Bryce Heinrichs, Michael Lindblad, Ryan Bender, Ryan Beamer, the linebackers, Jake Johnson, Nate Arl, and Ben Rosenquist. Rosenquist, the right corner tonight for the Patriots. Second down and 11 yards to go at the 47-yard line. So Martin with a loss there of one. Allman rolls to his left, wants to throw. Still rolls. Lob that's going to be caught by Martin on the far sideline. That's going to be enough for a first down just over the hands of the defender out there and caught by Martin. No, it was incomplete. Excuse me, third and 11 at the 47. So it was incomplete. Martin could not catch that football. Looked like he had it, but no, said the officials. And for the third down and 11 yards to go at the 47-yard line, over. Ross Martin could not hang on to that ball. Third and 11 at the Patriots 47 for the Dusters. Allman, the quarterback, in the shotgun, throws it on the near side, and it's going to be caught by Pearson at the 40. 35-yard line, he's going to be very close to a first down. Lincoln Pearson was open there and caught that football. Near the 35, looks like it will be a first down for the Dusters. Pearson had a lot of room there, and he caught the ball at the 45-yard line, a pickup of 12 on the play. Lincoln Pearson with the catch there. First down and 10 at the Adams Central 35-yard line, so a 12-yard pickup on the 3rd and 11 in Patriot territory, 1st and 10 for the Dusters. Over center, Allman lost the snap. He tried to come out of there with it, has to fall on it, so a loss on 1st down. Allman does not make connections there with the center, Dylan Clayton, and he dropped the football at Almond. It's back at the 37-yard line, a loss of two on the play. And it'll be second and 12 at the Patriot 37-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right, shotgun formation. Almond wants to throw, has the football across the middle. It's caught, but a quick hit there on a Joey Isaacson, who catches the football. Not much of a gain there from the 37-yard line. They'll spot it at the 36, a gain of only one on the play. Isaacson with his first catch from the tight end position. A gain of only one, third down and 11 yards to go at the Patriot 36-yard line. But the Dusters might be in four-down territory, although there's only 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter, 13-6. Third and 11 at the Patriot 36. Allman across the middle, and it's going to be caught on the play, but now dropped on the play, incomplete. Boy, on the run, Joey Isaacson tried to hang on to that football, and he kept the legs moving, just couldn't hang on. It's fourth and 11. That one incomplete. So fourth down and 11 at the Patriot 36-yard line, and Ross Martin is going to drop back in punt formation, so the Dusters don't want to go for it on fourth and 11 here. He stands near midfield, and Carl back alone for the Patriots to receive this punt. Ross Martin's punt goes straight down the middle. Art's going to catch his ball about the 5, 10, 15. Yard line, a big hole to the 20, all to the 35, 40. To the 45-yard line, heads for the far sideline. Needs some more blockers to midfield. Arl still on his feet to the 40. To the 35, to the 30. 25, 20. Nate Arl may go 95 yards. Allman can't bring him down. Touchdown. The flags, no flags on the field. 95 yards. Nate Arl, punt return, touchdown. Nate Arl ran about 200 yards, but he will get credit for a 95-yard punt return. Nate Arl for the touchdown for Adams Central. Arl had a big hole. He caught the ball on the run at the 5, had a big hole out to about the 20, and then veered off to his right, waited for some blockers and some missed tackles on the last part of the run, but a great punt return touchdown for Nate Arl, 95 yards, and Zach Hunt will try the extra point. Arl's too tired to try the extra point. Hunt with the line drive extra point kick. It is up and good. So with 8:32 to go in the third quarter, Zach Hunt with the extra point. It's Adams Central 20 and Holdridge 6. We'll be back with the Patriot kickoff in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
A 95-yard punt return for a touchdown for Nate Arl. I'd almost bet that's a school record. You only got 5 other yards to play with down there. That's a 95-yard punt return for Nate Arl. 8:32 to go in the third quarter. The Patriots with a little breathing room now. It's 20-6, and we'll see how the Dusters respond to that. A line drive punt and some great running by Arl and some great downfield blocking by the Patriots. Zach Hunt to kick off. Hunt, the kick goes across the middle. Lincoln Pearson at about the 17-yard line to the 20. Pearson can bring it right back, 25-yard line to about the 30-yard line. But three Patriots there, and Pearson goes down about the 30. So Holdridge will take over in their own territory. First down and 10 yards to go. But a lot of time left in this one. The Patriots with a two-score lead. But again, you can never count the Dusters out. They can score in a hurry. The ball's at the 29-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for the Holdridge Dusters. The Dusters 1-2 on the year. Adams Central 3-0. The Dusters will be home to Grand Island Northwest next week. Patriots will be home to York in homecoming. Allman, the quick throw out to Pearson. Far side under the 30. 35-yard line. Lincoln Pearson knocked down and out of bounds near about the 37 or 38. A good pickup there on the quick swing pass to Lincoln Pearson. It's like about the 37-yard line. That ball into the hands of Pearson as many times as they can. They spot the football on the 37-yard line. A pickup of 8. It's going to be second down and 2 yards to go. At the 37-yard line, second and 2. Allman leads them out. They have a wide receiver to the left, two to the right, and a wing back to the right. So basically three receivers to the right. Allman hands the football off to Pearson, and there's the defensive tackle for the Patriots there, Rick Hill, the senior. Pearson has nowhere to go, and it's going to be third down for the Dusters. A loss back to the 37-yard line. A loss of one on the play for Pearson. Again, the Dusters, they have a minus 4 yards on the ground, according to my totals, and it's third and 3 at the Dusters' 36-yard line. The Dusters really don't think you can throw on every down. They're not in that situation. They got to keep those defenders honest, as we are wont to say. But a loss there of a yard, but no ground gain tonight for the Dusters. It's a fake. But the football is going to be dropped for a loss. It's going to be Allman, the Patriots, with good penetration there. There's Nick Hill again. And also there is Jake Meyer. So that front four comes through for the Patriots there, and a loss back to the 34-yard line, a loss of another 2 on the play, 4th down for the Dusters, and Ross Martin to kick at 4th and 5 at the Duster 34-yard line. There's the snap. Martin is going to kick that football. It is high to the near sideline. Beamer will catch it at his own 36 to the 40. 45-yard line to midfield, and Beamer slips down inside Duster territory. Ryan had a head of steam up, slipped on the turf at about the Holdridge 47-yard line. We'll see where the knee went down, and they'll spot it at the Dusters. It's inside the 47, so we'll call it the Dusters' 46-yard line, first and 10 for Adams Central. Now the Patriots would like nothing better than to run some clock and run the football. 6:51 to go in the third quarter, so we have a lot of time in this one. Adams Central leading 20-6. Out comes Obermiller with Bender and Beamer. Wide to the left is Zach Hunt. Wide to the right is Nate Arnold. First and 10 Patriots at the Holdridge 46-yard line. Quick throw, a quick lateral out to Arnold. That's a running play. Arnold to the 45, to the 40. He's pulled down there. That was a throw back to Nate Arnold on the far side. So that's a running play. Arnold moves it from the 46 down to the 41. That's a pickup of 5 on the play. 5 yards rushing there for Arnold. Took that throw from Arnold, from Obermiller, but Nate was behind the line of scrimmage, so that is a running play for 5 yards, second and 5 at the 41-yard line. Ball has to go forward, or to be a forward pass. So that was actually a lateral out there and a 5-yard run by Arnold, second and 5 at the 41. Hand off to Beamer, the tailback of the 40, 35-30, 25-yard line. Beamer keeps the legs churning inside the 25 to about the 23. First down, Adams Central, their 10th of the night. According to our stat, the football going to be spotted at the Duster 23-yard line. So a pickup of 18 yards there for Ryan Beamer. He has 77 on the night. We'll call it the 23-yard line. It's past the 24-yard line hash mark. First and 10 at the 23 for the Patriots. Adams Central on the move here with exactly 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 20-6 Patriots. Obermiller, throw out to Hunt, is knocked down. Bobby Allman comes in there, knocks that ball down. I tell you, if Allman would have been there a half second sooner, he wouldn't have, would not have to have left his feet. He would have intercepted and ran about 75 yards for a score. But he smelled that play and got in there, second and 10. At the 24-yard line. They two-spotted at the 24, so second and 10 at the 24. That pass incomplete, and that was a throw, and that one knocked down. Patriots forcing that might have been intercepted, and that would have been a touchdown because there was nothing but green grass in front of Robbie Allman there, but he knocked it away. Second and 10 at the Holdridge 24 for the Patriots. Obermiller shotgun, hands off to Beamer. Beamer looks for running room, gets a little bit to the 20, to about the 17-yard line, so a pretty good pickup there. It's going to be third and short for the Patriots. Line of scrimmage was the 24-yard line. They will spot that football near the 17 or the 16. It'll be third down, and looks like about 3 yards to go. 7 there for Beamer. He has 83 yards on the ground. Third and 3 at the 17 for the Patriots. So the Patriots will be in 4-down territory, I'm sure, here. Third and 3 at the Duster 17-yard line. Clock continues to run with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Patriots 20, Dusters 6. Third and 3 at the 17. I formation, Bender and Beamer behind Obermiller. Obermiller turns, hands off to Beamer to the 15. He'll have a first down inside the 10. So it'll be first and goal for Adams Central right over center and guard. Tommy Ehlers, the center. Zach Hollister, Phil Hopin are the guard. Inside the 10 to the 9, first and goal. At the 9 for Adams Central, 8 yards there for Beamer, and he has run for 91 yards. The Patriots get another first down. First and goal at the Holdridge 9. The Patriots keeping it on the ground. That will run clock. The Patriots trying to get three scores ahead here. 20-6 Adams Central. Clock runs with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Two wide receivers to the right, I formation. Heinrich the tight end to the left. Handoff goes to Beamer, dances inside the 10, inside the 5. He's near the end zone. It's all an end zone fumble, but they whistle it down at the goal line, but there's a flag on the play. So it looks like Beamer was down at the 1, but there's a flag on the play. The Patriots maybe whistled for a hold here. Beamer got to the goal line. He was whistled down there on the tackle. Ball squirted loose into the end zone. The Dusters recovered it. That's all. It's not going to mean a thing because there's a hold on the Patriots. But mark off 10 from the spot of the foul, which it looks like was the 10-yard line, back to the 19. It's going to be first and goal in the Patriots on the 19. Adams Central has been hurt by 40 yards in penalties, and this will move it back to about the 20-yard line. They'll mark 10 yards off from the spot of the foul all the way back to 20-yard line. So first and goal now at the 20 for Adams Central. That 10-yard penalty. Patriots would have had it right at the goal line. It would have been second and goal there because the fumble was whistled off. But the penalty will wipe all of that out. And the Patriots will have it first and goal at the Holdridge 20-yard line with 4:33 to go here in the third quarter. Wide receiver to each side of the field. I formation. First and goal at the 20. Obermiller wants the throw. Swing pass out to Beamer. Beamer at the 20. To the 15. Knocked down there about the 13-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal for the Patriots. Quick swing pass out to Ryan Beamer. Beamer moves it from the 20 to the 13, a pickup of 7, second and goal at the 13-yard line for Adams Central. Again, a holding penalty, moved it back to the 20. That made it first and goal. A 7-yard pickup there, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Arm wide to the right in the slot. Hunt wide to the right, far right. I formation, second and goal at the 13. Obermiller across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Just dropped there by Zach Hunt. Hunt had the inside position, but could not hang on. Third and goal at the 13. That quick throw by Obermiller across the middle. And Hunt couldn't hang on. Third and goal at the 13-yard line for Adams Central. Adams Central 20. Holdridge 6. Third and goal. Patriots at the Holdridge 13. An electrifying 95-yard punt return for a touchdown in this third quarter. The Patriots led 13-6 at halftime. Nate Arnold, 95-yard punt return for a touchdown. 3:47 to go in the third from the shotgun. Obermiller still looking, looking. He's going to put it down and run with the football inside the 10. He's right in the center of the field, keeps the legs churning to about the 7. It's going to be fourth and goal. We'll see if the Patriots want to try a field goal here. Matt Obermiller is in the shotgun to pull it down, runs the ball down to the 7-yard line. It's fourth and goal to the 7. Obermiller got 6, and it's going to be fourth down and goal from the 7-yard line for Adams Central. Clock running at 3:15 to go. It's fourth and goal at the 7. Nate Arnold will try a field goal here from the 14-yard line. It'll be a 24-yard field goal attempt. Jake Johnson is the holder here. And Arnold will try a 24-yard field goal. Snap, it is down on the tee. Arnold's field goal attempt is up. It is going to be high enough and long enough, and it is going to be good from 24 yards out. So Nate Arnold with a 24-yard field goal. Adams Central ups its lead to 23-6 in this football game. With 2:54 to go in the third quarter, we'll take a timeout. Patriots 23, Dusters 6, back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Holdridge with Adam Central leading 23-6 after Nate Arnold's 24-yard field goal here tonight with 2:54 to go. So the Patriots get on the board with that 24-yard field goal. So Nate Arnold has scored 9 points in this quarter. He did not kick the extra point after that touchdown punt return. Zach Hunt doing that. So Arnold has scored 9 points this quarter. And he's also caught a touchdown pass. Well, Nate Arnold having a good night. The kickoff by the Patriots at the 10 is Lincoln Pearson. 15-20, comes to the near sideline. Pearson's going to be rolled down there. No room to run there. Quickly down on the kickoff return for Adam Central, and a nice job there by Ashton Dirks. So Ashton Dirks down there with good kickoff coverage for the Patriots. And he stops Lincoln Pearson back at the 22-yard line. And that's where the Dusters will start, first and 10. At their own 22-yard line. Now the Patriots lead 23-6. That means three scores. Even if the Dusters would score a couple of touchdowns and add two extra points, they're still behind by 1 point. So the Patriots have a three-score lead here with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Three wide receivers to the left, and now we'll see some throwing, I imagine, by the Dusters. Allman, the quarterback. Quick throw out to the left. It's going to bounce incomplete. And they say incomplete. That could be close to a lateral. Almost behind Lincoln Pearson, but the officials say it was a forward pass, and it was incomplete intended for Lincoln Pearson. Allman has 9 completions. He spun the ball 17 times for the Dusters. 2:44 to go in this third quarter. Adams Central leading 23-6. Dusters with a second down and 10 yards to go at their own 22-yard line. Allman, the quarterback, turns, hands the ball off to Martin. Martin passed the first way, gets it to the 25-yard line. A pickup of 3. But only 3 there for Martin. It's going to be third down and 7 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 25-yard line. Third and 7 at the 25. The Dusters have been trying to go without a huddle for most of the night. And they do that again here. They have a wide receiver to the left. That's Pearson, 2 to the right. Martin is the lone running back in the backfield with the quarterback in the shotgun, Robbie Allman. Allman takes the football, wants to throw, goes to the left. Going to be caught by Pearson, and Ben Rosenquist levels a hit on Pearson as soon as he catches it. Depends on the spot. It looks like it's going to be short of the first down. It's up to the 31-yard line. A pickup of 6. They needed 7. It's going to be 4th and 1 at the 36-yard line. So Rosenquist with a big hit on Lincoln Pearson. The catch in a 6-yard gain, 4th and 1 at their own 31. And Coach Jason Hale saying just a little too early to go for this deep on our own territory, 4th and 1, but we'll see if there's a little trickery in the bag here for the Dusters. 1:35 to go in the third quarter, 23-6 Patriots. It's 4th and 1 yard, Dusters at their own 31. And a whistle, the Dusters don't have enough players on the field, and they are forced to spend the timeout here with 1:27 to go. So that will hurt the Dusters down the road, maybe. A timeout call by the Dusters. Didn't have enough players on the field. We'll take a timeout with 1:27 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 23, Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Adams Central 23 and Holdridge 6 tonight in this third quarter of play. It's 4th and 1 yard for the Dusters at their own 31-yard line, and the Dusters forced to take a timeout here. Down 23-6 to get the proper amount of players. Martin now runs to his right, wants to throw the football in 4th and 1 yard. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught for a first down. Running with the football to the 40. 35 might be a touchdown. Zach Hunt from behind pulls down the Duster receiver and
punt's going to be called for a tackle at the shoulders as the Patriots could not knock that football down. Ross Martin throws that football, and Spencer Isaacson catches it for a first down and a run, and the Dusters still in the football game, and a penalty on the Patriots for a horse collar tackle. Punt saved the touchdown, but he's going to be whistled for a penalty there, and the Dusters are going to be very deep in Patriot territory. Isaacson on the catch, the Patriots within an eyelash of knocking that football down, but it was complete for a first down on fourth and a yard. So it's a first down and the football down at the personal foul call on the Patriots. Will move it half the distance to the goal line, down to the 5-yard line. It's going to be end up a personal foul, 5-yard penalty on the Patriots. The first and goal for the Dusters at the 5-yard line of Adams Central. The Dusters back in the ball game. Allman wants to throw, does near sideline, incomplete, knocked down there by Nate Arnold. Arnold on the defense there, second and goal at the 5. So a big play there, moved that football from the 31 to the Patriots 5-yard line. So it turned out to be a 49-yard pass play. For the Dusters to get to this point and a 5-yard penalty, second and goal to the 5. Letting the throw is Allman, does it. Cross the middle, it's intercepted by the Patriots. Zach Hunt to the 25 to the 30. Hunt might go about 95 yards, 45, 50. 45-40. Allman misses him, and Hunt will go all the way. Looks like no flag. Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return for a touchdown. Zach Hunt steps in front of the intended receiver, and he goes about 95 yards on the return for the touchdown. Zach Hunt makes it 29-6. So the Patriots have put on some big, big plays to score in this third quarter. Hunt with the interception as Bryce Heinrichs on the far sideline favors one of his legs. He comes off with a bit of a limp. Heinrichs for the Patriots on that interception return. Zach Hunt, 95 yards for the Patriots, and they have a 29-6 lead. And Nate Arnold will try the extra point for Adams Central. Wow, what a turnaround of events there. We've had some big, big plays in this game. Arnold's extra point attempt is in the air, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. A 95-yard interception return for a touchdown by Zach Hunt. We'll take a timeout. It's Adams Central 30, Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
Welcome back to Holdridge. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550. That's KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central has scored three times in this third quarter and a couple of very long touchdown plays. Nate Arnold, a 95-yard punt return. Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return, was the last score just moments ago in between a Nate Arnold 24-yard field goal. So the Dusters looked like they were going to get to within two scores, and now they're behind by four scores. It's 30-6 in favor of Adams Central late here in the third quarter of play. We have had some big plays in this football game. Two 95-yard plays in this third quarter by the Patriots, and Nate Arnold to kick off for Adams Central. Arnold's kickoff is long down the field. Caught there about the 6-yard line, running to the far side to the 15, to the 20, the 20-yard line, maybe the 21 or 2. Taylor Juergens for Holdridge. Moved it out to the Duster. They will spot this football. Looks like about the 21-yard line. And the Dusters will start there, first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Now the Dusters may not put the ball on the ground the rest of the night. They're down by four scores with 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. But again, they went 61 yards in two plays in 22 seconds in the first half for their only score. So they've had some big plays of their own, so they are not out of the football game. There's the handoff to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson going to be stacked up around the 20. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. So the Dusters decide to keep the ball on the ground. They make a liar out of me, folks. No, they Lincoln Pearson, give him maybe some reps running the ball. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. There was no gain on that play. Second and 10 at the 21-yard line. The Dusters have a minus 3 yards on the ground, according to my stats. Going to the near sideline to Pearson. Pearson is going to be knocked down there. Nate Arnold, the cornerback, comes up as Bryce Heinrich's back in the game. Kind of limped off on that interception return, but Heinrich's back in there on defense. Out to the 22, a pickup of one on the play, on the catch there by Lincoln Pearson. That will be the end of the third quarter. The Dusters will have it third and 9 at their own 22-yard line when we return to begin the fourth quarter. After three, Adams Central with a lead. Adams Central 30, Holdridge 6, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
30-6 in favor of Adams Central after three quarters. The Patriots score 17 points in the third quarter. The Patriots, in fact, have scored the last 23 points of this football game. It was 7-6 in the second quarter of play with 2:51 to go. And since then, Adams Central has scored the last 23 and lead it 30-6. Nate Arnold, 95-yard punt return for a score. Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return for Adams Central in that third quarter. Allman wants to throw on third down, does on the far sideline. It's going to be over the head of Lincoln Pearson and incomplete. Nate Arnold defending there, fourth down and 9 yards to go for the Dusters, incomplete. Fourth down and 9 for the Dusters at the 22-yard line of Holdridge, and Ross Martin will come in. The last time that Dusters faced the fourth and short in their own territory, they went for it, completed a pass and moved the ball all the way down to the 5-yard line after a penalty, but Hunt then got to the interception and ran it back for a score to turn the Dusters away. Martin to punt the football. End over end, short kick will bounce at the 45, and trying to get it before it goes out of bounds is Ryan Beamer. Can't do it, but Adams Central will start in Duster territory. First and 10. Looks like about the Holdridge 48, and now we'll see if Adams Central wants to run the football and keep the clock moving. They have a 30-6 lead. They have no need to throw the football. It's at the Holdridge 47-yard line. First and 10. A beautiful Friday night. Not much of a breeze. Temperature falls now. Darkness has settled in here. Not on the field, but darkness has settled in all around the field here in Holdridge. And we hope for you are too, if it's indeed nighttime. First and 10 at the 47 for the Patriots. Overmiller turns, hands off to Beamer. Beamer to the 45. To the 40, got about 8 or 9. Good pickup there. The Adams Central line blasting off the ball. Ehlers at center, Hollister and Holton the guards. Wallen and Meyer the tackles. Bryce Heinrichs the tight end. Down to the 38, a pickup of 9 on the play for Ryan Beamer. And I have Ryan for 100 yards on the ground with that 9-yard pickup. Second and a yard, Patriots at the 38-yard line. We're in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Adams Central 30, Holdridge 6. Overmiller turns, hands off to Beamer. Will have the first down. Spins and goes down about the 35 or 36, just enough for the first down for Adams Central. Ryan Beamer moves it from the 38-yard line. They'll put it down at the 36, a pickup of 2, but that is enough for a first down for Adams Central. First and 10 at the 36-yard line for Adams Central, the Holdridge 36. And they'll move the chain, spot the football, clock runs, 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Patriots with a comfortable now 30-6 lead. Two interceptions by the Patriots tonight, one return for a touchdown. Ryan Beamer with the football. Tucks it away, and Beamer hard to bring down, gets near the first down sticks on the far sideline near the 30, maybe inside the 30. See where they spot. It's going to be a bit short. It's going to be second down coming up for Adams Central. From the 36 to about the 28-yard line, a pickup of 8 there for Beamer. It's going to be second down and 2 to go for Adams Central at the Holdridge 28-yard line. Second and a couple for the Patriots. Hunt and Arnold wide to the right. I formation, it's Bender and Beamer behind Overmiller. Tight end Heinrichs is to the left. Beamer with the handoff to about the 30, maybe the 25, maybe enough for another first down. We'll see where they spot this one. It is going to be a first down for Adams Central on officially their 13th. First and 10, Beamer moves it from the 28 to the 26. Got enough? Well, spotted at the 25. They did get 3. First and 10 at the 25. Now Beamer goes to the far sideline. Ben Rosenquist comes in at the tailback. Beamer getting a load of the work here in this fourth quarter. He moved it down to the 25 on that play. Of course, running behind that offensive line we mentioned a few moments ago. First and 10, Adams Central at the Holder's 25-yard line. Overmiller brings him out. Bender now at fullback. Still in there. And Ben Rosenquist is now a tailback, number 11. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. And up will go to Rosenquist behind the blocking of Bender to the 25-yard line. The 20-15-10, a flag flies. Rosenquist will be pushed, stepped out of bounds about the 8-yard line, but there's a flag behind the play at about the 22-yard line, and the Patriots might be whistled for another penalty there. But Rosenquist with a nice run. He was forced out of bounds about the 8, but that will come back, and it will be holding on Adams Central. And that'll move the football back to 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And the flag is sitting at about the 22-yard line. It's resting on the turf. That'll make it first and long coming up for Adams Central. 10-11 to play in the game. 10 yards on Adams Central on the hold. Football goes back to the 32-yard line. And it'll be first down and about 17 yards to go. So first and about 17 at the 32-yard line. The Patriots got to get down to about the 15-yard line. First and 17 at the 32. Again, the Patriots here, full likelihood, just try to run that ball to keep the clock moving. Heinrichs wide to the left. Hunt and Arnold go to the right. Shotgun formation. Beamer back in the game. Beamer and Bender split backs behind the quarterback, Overmiller. Wants to swing it. Can't do that. Overmiller throws it long down the field. It's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted. It's been incomplete. Little short in front of Zach Hunt, and Hunt was behind the defender. But the ball was over the defender's hands and not long enough to get to Zach Hunt. Second down and 17 for the Patriots at the 32-yard line of Holdridge with 10:02 to go in our ballgame. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central with the lead 30-6 over the Holdridge Dusters. Adams Central with 17 points in the third quarter. Two 95-yard scoring plays for the Patriots, highlighting this football game. Beamer keeps the football, still on his feet. Ryan Beamer runs down to about the 15, still on his feet. He's close to a first down. He had to get to the 15, and Beamer might have it. Nice run there by Ryan Beamer, who's really keeping the legs churning here tonight. Beamer with his second consecutive more than 100-yard game, and Ryan does get a first down. I'll move down to the 14, an 18-yard pickup for Beamer. I have Ryan for 131 yards on the ground, first and 10 at the 18-yard line for Adams Central. So they get a first down. They move the sticks. They spot the football. They start the clock. I formation this time for Adam Central. Bender and Beamer behind Obermiller. Matt turns, hands off to Beamer. Holdridge knows this is coming, but it's still hard to stop. A good push by the offensive line. Beamer inside. Looks like inside the 10. Spotted about the... like about the 9-yard line. Second and 5 at the 9. So they had that ball down to 14. That was an 18-yard run by Beamer. It was first and 10 at the 14. A 5-yard pickup there by Beamer. Second and 5 at the 9-yard line for Adams Central. Second and 5 at the 9-yard line for the Patriots. The handoff goes to Beamer. Heads to the far left sideline. Still on his feet. He's close to the end zone. No signal yet. Now touchdown. Ryan Beamer, a 9-yard touchdown run for Adams Central, and the Patriots go up 36-6. Adams Central now has scored the last 29 points of this football game, and they'll try the extra point. Ryan Beamer with a 9-yard touchdown run there, and the Patriots have this one now well in hand with 8:47 to go in the football game. It's 36-6, and Nate Arnold to try the extra point out of the hold of Jake Johnson. So Arnold will try this extra point. The ball is snapped a little bit low, but Johnson corrals it. Arnold's kick is up, and it is going to be good. Nate Arnold with the extra point makes it 37-6 Patriots. With 8:47 to go in the football game, Adams Central 37, Holdridge 6, back in yet another 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Welcome back to Holdridge. Adams Central with the lead here, 37-6, and Adams Central with 30 consecutive points. The Patriots had a 7-6 lead with 2:51 to go in the second quarter. They've scored the last 30 points and lead it 37-6 with 8:47 to go, and Nate Arlt is going to tee this one up for the Patriots. So Adams Central will go to 4-0 on the year with a homecoming game against York next Friday night, and the Holdridge Dusters will fall to 1-3, barring a miraculous comeback in this football game, and the Dusters host Grand Island Northwest next week. Kickoff on the far side, picked up there by the Dusters. 15-20-yard line out past the 25, maybe the 30. Running that football, Taylor Juergens. For the Dusters, and Holdridge will start first and 10 in their own territory at the 27-yard line of Holdridge. Adams Central, 135 yards on the ground from Ryan Beamer tonight. 8 completions on the night for Matt Obermiller in 14 attempts. 2 catches for 48 and a TD for Bryce Heinrichs. 2 catches for 32 for Zach Hunt. The Hunt has a 95-yard interception return for score. Nate Arnold has a 95-yard punt return for a score. Arnold has caught one ball for 20 yards and a touchdown also. Spinning with the football is Allman. Allman, the quarterback, wants to throw near sideline. Rosenquist knocks it down incomplete. Then Rosenquist on the defense there. It's incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Dusters on their own 27-yard line. We have a flag. Looks like we may have a flag on the play. Allman is trying to get away from the defenders and did to allow himself enough time in an illegal block of a chop block called on the Dusters, and they will be penalized. They've had only one penalty for 5 yards at the Dusters, but this will be number 2. It'll be second and 10 at the 27-yard line. Blocking below the waist. It's going to be second down coming up. We'll mark off the football, yes, the football back on. The me now, mark it on. On the dusters, from the spot of the foul, on the chop block, called the illegal block. Moves it back about half the distance. It was the 27. We call this one all the way back about the 7 yard line, so it's going to be first and about 30 here, best we can tell. For the Dusters, they have a first and long. They got to get up to about the 37 yard line. There's a screen pass to Pearson across the middle. Lincoln Pearson running the football to the near sideline, but the Patriot defense moves in on that play. On the catch and run there. 12th completion for Allman tonight. The football out to about the 16-yard line. Second down and about 21 yards to go at the 16-yard line. Second and 21 for the Dusters at their own 16-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Adams Central with the big lead here, 37-6. There's a handoff inside of keeping the football. Quarterback Allman. Allman, a nice move around one defender out near the 32-yard line. Nice run there by Robbie Allman. He gets about 14 or 15, so it's going to be third down and relatively short here for the Dusters. Nice move by Allman. Out at the 32-yard line, he got 11 on the play. Got 16 on the play.
16-yard gain on the play. Bring up third down and six.
Third and six at the 32-yard line for Holdridge. A 16-yard pickup by quarterback Robbie Allman. The Dusters now with 13 yards rushing tonight. So Adam Central's defense has stopped the run. The Dusters have not run for many yards this season. They're a throwing ball club. Third and six at the 32. Allman drops back to throw. Far side, it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Pearson. Nate Arlt there on the defense. Fourth down and six. So Arlt knocks that one away. This tight defense there by Nate, incomplete, intended for Lincoln Pearson. Pearson has six catches to 41 yards on the night. Fourth down and six at the 32-yard line. Ross Martin back to punt for the Dusters. 7:07 to go in the ballgame. Martin will kick this one away. For Holdridge, end-over-end kick, running up is Arlt at the 47-yard line. Arlt to midfield, 45-40. Nate Arlt still on his feet, finally knocked out of bounds on the Holdridge bench at the near sideline. No fear there by Nate Arlt for the 37-6 lead. You can do that. It was kind of a line drive kick. So Nate Arlt returns that football into Duster territory at the 39-yard line. So Adam Central will take over there with the football once again. But the Adam Central Patriots are going to win this football game, and I tell you, this ball game was 13-6 at halftime. Adams Central with a 17-point third quarter in this game. They've attacked on another touchdown here in this fourth quarter, and as we've said, Adams Central has scored the last 30 points in a row in this football game. First and 10 at the 39. Handoff goes to Jake Johnson from the wingback position. Johnson gets the ball from over at 35 to the 30. 25-20. Jake Johnson looks like he's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Jake Johnson from 39 yards. How about that? Two carries tonight for Jake Johnson. Again, from the wingback position, just comes in motion and takes the handoff from Matt Overmiller, who's in the shotgun. Two carries for 52 yards and a touchdown. Jake Johnson with the run there. A one-play drive there by Adams Central, and Jake Johnson with a 39-yard touchdown run. And the Patriots now lead 43-6. 39-yard run by Jake Johnson, and Adams Central has scored again. Nate Arlt to try the extra point. Still 6:46 to go. High snap. It goes to Arlt. He wants to throw now. Nathan looks for someone to throw. Goes into the end zone, incomplete. Bryce Heinrichs was crossing the end zone. The Patriots get a high snap there, and Arlt and the Patriots had to kind of improvise there. I'm sure they practiced that in case of a high snap. It looked like they did, but Arlt couldn't find anyone open enough to complete the try there, which would have been for 2 points after the high snap. So we'll take a timeout. The Patriots score again with 6:46 to go in the ballgame. Adams Central 43 and Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Adams Central on a 36-point run since the 2:51 mark of the second quarter. It was 7-6. The Patriots have scored the last 36 points in this game. Now lead it 43-6. We got 6:46 to go in our football game. Well, I tell you, Will, as we move along here, final 6:46, we try to get some of those players that are going to be in the ball game for Adams Central down the road here in this ball game. Some of the second teamers, I'm sure, going to see some action. The Patriots have this one well in hand. We'll kind of review what happened in this football game as we go along, so we'll have a fairly quick wrap-up to this football game after it's over, and stay tuned. We'll have our player of the game, and then the coach speaks program with the coach of the Patriots. We hope Bill Conlon makes it up here, so the Patriots will win and go to 4-0 in the year, and they'll reach the halfway mark of the season, their nine-game regular season, next Friday at home against York on homecoming. Nate Arnold with the long kickoff. It's caught there, and running the football back is Ross Martin. Martin in the middle of the field, about the 25-yard line. Patriots kick return. People knock down Ross Martin there, and the Dusters will start near their own 30-yard line, first and 10. The clock continues to run as we are in now. We certainly better mention, we're in the 35-point clock running. The Patriots have gone ahead. The rule, of course, if you get more than 35 points ahead at halftime or after halftime, the clock runs continuously. Even on incompletions, the only time it stops, penalties, and timeouts. So the clock will run on a continuous mode here. We're less than 6 minutes to go, so that should make the final 6:45 go in a hurry. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. So the Dusters face a continuous clock now. They're going to throw the football. Allman wants to throw. Near sideline, he's going to be pulled down and out of bounds. Nowhere to go there for Robbie Allman, and he's pulled out of bounds. That will stop the no, will not stop the clock, even though he's out of bounds. The officials give the sign, as they have to do when somebody's out of bounds, but the clock does continue to run. It's back at the 25-yard line, second and 13, so Robbie Allman had nowhere to go there. And it's second down and 13 yards to go at the 25-yard line for the Holbridge Dusters. Allman wants to throw. Pulls it back in, now has to run the football. Allman's going to be pulled down from behind about the 28-yard line, so it's going to be third down and long for the Dusters about the 28-yard line. Allman really had no one to throw to and no one to go where to go there as we come down the 5:06 mark, and an injured player. That will stop the clock. We got a Duster down. Another Duster down on the play. Trying to see that number there. Looks like it right, might be Ryan Barlow. Looks like a number in the 50s. With 5:06 to go, ball game out of reach for the Holbridge Dusters, and Adams Central with the lead at 43-6. This ball game only 13-6 at halftime. This game was scoreless after the first quarter, so the Patriots have scored 43 points in about 2.5 quarters. Scoreless into the first quarter. Adams Central gets on the board, a Matt Obermiller to Nate Arnold, 20-yard touchdown pass and run, completing a 64-yard drive. 7-0 Patriots. Robbie Allman to Alex Schoeneman, a 30-yard pass play. As the Dusters go 61 yards in two plays, it was 7-6 after the blocked extra point. Matt Obermiller to Bryce Heinrichs, a 49-yard pass play and run and score late in the first half, 32 seconds to go. Patriots had a 13-6 lead at halftime, and Adams Central was tacked on four scores in this second half. Nate Arnold, a 95-yard punt return at the 8:32 mark of the third quarter. It was 20-6 Patriots. Arnold adds a 24-yard field goal with 2:54 to go. And as that Duster comes off the field, looks like it was Ryan Barlow, and he's favoring his right ankle and leg. So we've had a couple ankle injuries to Dusters tonight. Ryan Barlow this time helps off.
Third down and 10 for the Dusters at the 28-yard line with 5:06 to go in the ballgame. Holman's going to drop back in the shotgun. Third and 10 at the 28-yard line of Holdridge. Holman rolls to his right, wants to throw, of course. Still on his feet, throws it long on the near side, and it's going to be short and incomplete. Short of the intended receiver and the defender. Back there defending is Brady Hoffman, the junior in the game on defense for the Patriots. Fourth down and 10 for the Dusters at the 28-yard line. Again, with a 37-point margin, the clock continues to run, even on the interception. As we were running down the scoring in that third quarter, Nate Arnold's 24-yard field goal made it 23-6 Patriots with 2:54 to go in the third. Zach Hunt then a 95-yard interception return for a score. Adams Central had the lead 30-6 with 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ryan Beamer and Jake Johnson have tacked on touchdown runs in this fourth quarter, and it's 43-6. The punt is let go by the Patriots. And Adams Central will take over the letter roll, and it's down at the 36-yard line of Adams Central, and that's where the Patriots will start here. Again, this is all academic. They put it down to the 35 here. This one is all but over, and the clock continues to run from the 35-point rule. 43-6, the Patriots have to run a few plays, and this one will be over, and Adams Central will be 4-0 on the year. So on the evening, Nate Arnold has a touchdown pass and a punt return. Zach Hunt, an interception return. Ryan Beamer, Jake Johnson, running scores. Matt Obermiller also found Bryce Heinrichs for a touchdown pass play. So Heinrichs with a touchdown catch. Arnold with a touchdown catch. Arnold with two scores. Obermiller with two touchdown passes. The Patriots have spread it around with 3:15 to go. Adams Hill trying to get their second unit in the game, and they have to call a timeout on the field to get that second unit in. And we'll take a timeout. 3:15 to go, and the clock will continue to run when we come back. 3:15 to go. Adams Central 43, Holdridge 6, back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got friends in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The AgriMaster Combine Farm Tire is 725 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Superfleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as 132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Back in Holdridge with Adams Central in command here. But I tell you, this one was close at halftime. It was a 7-0 game, then a 7-6 game. The Patriots score a big touchdown before halftime, went up 13-6. And that was the beginning of a 37-point run. The Patriots have scored the last 37 points in a row as Kyle Goldenstein, the sophomore in at quarterback, and movement along the line here before that snap. Goldenstein in the quarterback as the regulars are done now for Adams Central. They're going to have Ben Rosenquist, who's played a little tailback, a 5-yard penalty on the Dusters. First and 5 at the 40 for Adams Central. Goldenstein in the quarterback for Adams Central. So Matt Obermiller appears to be done for the night, and Matt had 8 completions in 14 throws tonight for Adams Central. And the Patriots, and two scores tonight for Obermiller. I formation, the handoff goes to Rosenquist, the second string tailback, and Ben runs hard to about the 34-yard line. First down for Adams Central. Rosenquist with the run there. First and 10 for Adams Central. Football out at the 46-yard line. Rosenquist with a 6-yard run and a first down on the play after the 5-yard penalty on before the original first down play. So 6-yard run and a first down for Adams Central, first and 10 at their own 46. Clock continuing to run with 2:40 to go in our football game. Goldenstein over quarterback. Marilyn Eye, three backs and hand off to the third man. Sues Rosenquist bobbled it, but hangs on to near midfield to pick up there by Ben Rosenquist. So he had about 4 to midfield. 4 more for Ben. 2 carries for 10 for Ben Rosenquist. He's played a lot of defense tonight, too, the senior. So Rosenquist, he had the shirt tail out going here, running the football, and been on the turf, played some defense, running the football. So Ben Rosenquist had a good night for the Patriots. 165-pound senior there at the 49-yard line. Just Ben 3 on that last play. Sorry, Ben, got a sharp change of back to 3 yards on that play, not four. Spotted at the 49, Kyle Goldenstein, the sophomore quarterback, turns the handoff, goes to the fullback, running the football straight up the middle, and I mean booming his way forward, Ashton Dirks, the junior. And Ashton Dirks was strong running for the Patriots. Again, the Dusters, they've got the second and third unit people out there also. Dirks runs that football down the 2 yard line. He picked up 8 in the first down. Ashton Dirks on the run for 8 and a first down for the Patriots. Dirks from the fullback position to back up to Ryan Bender. He got 8, first and 10 at the Holbridge 42. 1:15 to go on the clock run. And the sophomore, Kyle Goldenstein for Adams Central. Goldenstein turns, hands the football off to our third string tailback. We'll try to get the number. Looked like it was in the 20s. Who is that? We're going to find out if he gets up from bottom of the pile. And it is Brady Barrett running that football, the sophomore. From the 42 of Holdridge to the 39, a pickup of 3 by Brady Barrett, the sophomore. Saw a lot of Brady last year as a freshman on that Patriot basketball team. We'll see a lot of him out there, I'm sure, this year on the basketball floor, getting a chance to play a little tailback here tonight. 3 yard pickup to the 39. Maryland High, this will be the last play of the football game. Goldenstein turns, hands off to Ashton Dirks. Dirks runs, he might go all the way. Ashton Dirks will run for a touchdown. Ashton Dirks, 39-yard touchdown run with 18 seconds to go. The fullback Dirks got that football. And Dirks, who goes 200 pounds, the junior, he rambles 39 yards for a touchdown. And that is going to make one proud papa in Dave Dirks, I'm here to tell you. Well, next time you go in, and we'll give a plug here to Custom Pack, next time you're in there, congratulate Dave on his son's touchdown, Ashton Dirks' 39-yard touchdown run, and the Patriots have completely blown this one apart. It's 49-6, and Nate Arnold will try yet another extra point with 18 seconds to go in the ballgame. We'll keep it here after this extra point, and Arnold's kick is up, and it is good, and the Patriots get to 50. And that is 44 consecutive points for the Adams Central Patriots in this football game. It's 50-6 with 18 seconds to go. We'll have the kickoff, and that'll be the end of the game because the clock is in continuous run. Again, Adams Central had a lead of only 7-6 near the end of the second quarter, but did lead 13-6 at halftime. Scoreless first quarter, so Adams Central scored 50 points in three quarters. Scoreless first quarter, Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold, a 20-yard pass play. Adams Central led 7-0 early in the second. Robbie Allman to Alex Schoenemann, a 30-yard pass play. 7-6, the extra point was blocked. Before halftime, Adam Central, a big score. Matt Overmiller to Bryce Heinrichs, a 49-yard pass play and run. With 32 seconds to go, the Patriots led 13-6. They missed the extra point. Adam Central then with 3 scores in the third quarter. Nate Arnold, a 95-yard punt return. Extra point, Zach Hunt, 20-6 Patriots. Nate Arnold, a 24-yard field goal, 23-6 Patriots, with 2:54 to go in the third. Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return for a score. Adams Central led 30-6 after three quarters. Ryan Beamer, 9-yard run. Jake Johnson, a 39-yard run. Ashton Dirks, a 39-yard run in this fourth quarter. The Patriots lead it 50-6. The kickoff at the 20-yard line by the Dusters. They will return it down the field. That's going to be the final play of this football game, the way it looks. And Adams Central with a run of 44 consecutive points after it was 7-6. The Patriots score the last 43 points in a row and win it 50-6. A 43-point run by Adams Central, 6 second-half touchdowns, and the final score, Adams Central 50 and Holdridge 6.
We'll talk about this one, give you the final stats in 90 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
The Adams Central Patriots score the last 43 points of this football game and win it going away 50-6. You would have never thought that at halftime or even late in the second quarter. A scoreless first quarter, Adams Central with the two scores in the second quarter led 13-6 at halftime, but the Patriots go with three scores in the third quarter, three in the fourth. The two very big plays for Adams Central, Nate Hall, the 95-yard punt return in the third, Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return in the third, and the Patriots won this one by the score of 50-6 tonight. Add touchdown runs in the fourth quarter by Ryan Beamer, Jake Johnson, and Ashton Dirks, and Adams Central with the win 50-6 tonight. So the Patriots and Nate Alt have scored a couple of touchdowns. Matt Overmiller threw for a couple. Bryce Heinrich, a touchdown pass and run. Ryan Beamer, Jake Johnson, Ashton Dirks with running scores. Nate Alt, a 24-yard field goal. The Patriots just get a lot of scoring out of a lot of people and win it 50-6. Unofficially, the Patriots 321 yards rushing, 145 for Ryan Beamer, 51 for Nate Arnold. Jake Johnson with 52 yards and a touchdown running tonight on two carries. And the Patriots with 321 unofficially on the ground. Matt Overmiller, eight completions in 14 throws for 150 yards. So 321 on the ground, 150 through the air, 471 on the night for the Patriots with total yards. Two catches for 32 for Zach Hunt. One catch for 20 and a touchdown, Nate Arnold. Two catches for 48 yards net and a touchdown for Bryce Heinrich. Two catches, 36 for Ryan Beamer. One catch for 4 yards for Ryan Bender in the game. And the Patriots, 321 on the ground, 150 through the air, 471 total. And officially for the Dusters, I have them for 13 yards net rushing, 196 throwing the ball. Robbie Allman with 12 completions on the evening, and it looks like about 22 throws. Ross Martin also threw once for a big play that set up what looked like was going to be a touchdown for the Dusters before the Zach Hunt interception. So the Dusters, 13 on the ground, 196 through the air. The Dusters scored quickly to get back in the game at 7-6. But Adams Central gets a big score on a touchdown pass and run from Matt Overmiller to Bryce Heinrich just before halftime, 13-6. The Patriots blow it away in the second half with six second-half touchdowns, three in each quarter, highlighted by the 95-yard pass, 95-yard punt return by Nate Ault and a 95-yard interception return by Zach Hunt for two of those scores, those two scores of touchdown in the third quarter. And Adams Central wins it by the score of 50-6 tonight here in Holdridge. The Patriots go to 4-0 on the year. They'll have a homecoming game against the York Dukes next Friday night at Patriot Field. The Dusters of Holdridge fall to 1-3. They will be hosting Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. So that will do it. Adams Central wins it going away. You would have never thought it at halftime when it was 13-6, but Adams Central scores after leading 7-6 late in the first half, the next 43 points without an answer from Holdridge, and the Patriots win it by the score of 50-6. So Adams Central 4-0
on the year. That'll do it for our play-by-play, but stay tuned. We got a lot more coming here from Holdridge. Our player of the game, we'll name our Patriot player of the game, and also give you the coach's post-game show after that. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next. Again, the final score, Adams Central 50, Holdridge 6. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And welcome back to Holdridge. Wayne Gulis with you. Our player of the game is Adams Central. Wins it 50-6 tonight. A lot of candidates for the Patriots tonight. Matt Overmiller, the quarterback, throws for a couple. Bryce Heinrichs, a catch and run for a score. Nate Arnold, a couple of touchdowns tonight, including a 95-yard punt return. Zach Hunt, a 95-yard interception return. Touchdowns on the ground for Ryan Beamer, Jake Johnson, Ashton Dirks, but Ryan Beamer rushing for 145 yards and a score. Arnold also kicks a field goal tonight. Patriots win it 50-6. We'll name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And welcome back to Holdridge, and with the Adams Central Patriots won it by the score of 50-6. Player of the game tonight, boy, it's kind of hard to pick one, I tell you, but some electrifying big plays by the Adams Central Patriots. A couple of 95-yard plays in that third quarter, with Nate Arnold getting one for a punt return for 95. Zach Hunt, 95-yard interception return tonight for Adams Central. And for those electrifying plays, we'll let those Patriots share it tonight. Ryan Beamer with 145 yards. And a touchdown, kind of hard not to give it to him, Matt Overmiller, too. But we'll have the seniors, Zach Hunt and Nate Arnold, share this award tonight on the basis of those electrifying plays and the way they played all night long. Arnold is always on the minds of the other team, as Arnold can score in many ways, and he got a couple of scores tonight. Nate Arnold, Zach Hunt, our Adams Central players of the game, they'll share it tonight. We'll get some certificates out to Adams Central for Nate Arnold and Zach Hunt. In the Patriots 50-6 win, our Patriots players of the game tonight. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's post-game show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And back one more time in Holdridge, where Adams Central wins it tonight by the score of 50-6. We hope to have Bill Carlin, the head football coach of the Patriots, get up here. But Adams Central is maybe getting fairly close to getting on their bus. We'll give Coach a couple more minutes here and tell you a little bit more about this one. Again, a scoreless first quarter in this game. Adams Central does get on the board first. on a Matt Overmiller to Nate Arnold, 20-yard pass play and run, 7-0 Patriots. But the Dusters come right back, two plays, 61 yards, Robbie Allman to Alex Schoeneman, 30-yard pass play.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio. Congratulations to the Pleasanton basketball team for making it to state. From everyone at Miller Signs and Extreme Wraps in Kearney, see Miller Signs today and get your business noticed with a new sign or an Extreme Wrap. Good luck, girls.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.